even need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Bob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy and sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Bob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast, episode number 146, Keeves, all that, where we're going to take a look at the Netflix film reboot of She's All That. It's called He's All That, with a guy who everybody always remarks, boy, Keeves, all that. Here he is, Akiva Whenneker. So remind me,
like all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Can we play it? I'm not sure.
Which one was all that? That was like the sketch comedy show. That was mm-hmm. like, yeah, yeah. Kenan Thompson.
Yeah, Kenan and Kel. Mm-hmm. You know, something for your everyday life. I really liked all that. It was great. It was like a kid's SNL. It was such a perfect idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think it was all that in hindsight?
I think, yeah, it was a great show. It was better than SNL.
Better than SNL at the
least
time
when you're
or
like
now?
A little kid.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I don't think they still have it, all that.
Well, I know that it's not still on. Stop the box. Stop. Look and watch. Ready yet? Get set. It's all that. Yeah.
Really should have been in maybe in the theme song bracket also.
All that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is the phrase all that, is it still widely used?
I don't think so.
No. So they didn't update the title.
Like,
I mean, they updated
like all that
everything
in a bag
else.
Of chips?
Yeah, I can say that. In the story. Yeah, I think that's where it came from. All that.
I don't think people still say it.
No. Okay. But that's what it is. So we're going to talk about the Netflix film, the original movie, He's All That. They reboot of the, what year was it? 2000?
I want to say 97, maybe 98.
The original was a 1999 film starring Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook, who's back in the reboot.
Yeah, so FPZ.
Yeah.
Freddie FPJ, I guess. FPJ.
Yeah, I don't know where you get a Z from.
Well, the Z and Prinze.
Yeah, is there any abbreviation that has the last, it's not even the last letter. There's an E after.
It was on the fly. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he is not that.
No.
At all. But no. Yeah, Rachel Lee Cook, the star of the 1999 film.
Yes.
Is the mom of the protagonist.
Yes.
In
but she
this
does
movie.
Not and play she does not reprise her role of Lainey mm-hmm. Boggs.
I don't know why they couldn't have just said that she reprised her role and then everything basically would have been the same.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
maybe it was like an IP thing, like maybe
yeah,
they don't own
the
right
story,
that character.
But we'll talk about it all we go through it. But Akiva, last week Sex and Akivi went through. I thought that we had people seemed like they liked it.
Yeah, people liked it. Yeah, Kirsten did a great job. I think people liked the episode. They like hearing us being fishes out of water. Fish out of water?
I mean, speak for yourself. I was not a fish out of water.
Yeah, that's true. You weren't. I mean, it's not like Rob, it's not like someone would assume Rob is like a big SATC person.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, yeah, right. You knew your stuff.
Yeah, and, I mean, I'm no super fan. You know, I'm not rewatching any of the episodes, but I watched them in the real time.
Really, 2 weeks in a row, like I was the fish out of water with Star Trek and Sex and the City, and mm-hmm. and you sort of knew what was going on. I'd say this week, I don't think like did you even see the original? She's
yeah,
all that.
I saw the original. I don't think I saw it like in the theaters or anything like that. But I mm-hmm. think that I had actually seen. I feel like I've talked about this with Chappelle. I think it was a 2001 parody of Not Another Teen Movie, which lampooned many of the things from She's All That. And then I think I saw She's All That after that.
I saw both those movies, but I think in the opposite order. I think in the correct order.
Yes.
You saw it in the machete order.
Mm-hmm. Correct order. Do you remember that film well?
Yeah, I remember Not Another Teen Movie, which also spoofs like Scream and Scary Movie. And She's All That. Like, yes. Those were the main movies it was being fun.
Yes, starring Chris Evans. They should put it back out on like Blu-ray.
I saw Not Another Teen Movie in the theaters.
Yes, I did too.
I did not see She's All That in the theater.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think they didn't they make like at least two Not Another Teen Movies?
Did they make
I think
they
made a second one.
I was going to say, did they make She's All That too? But I guess they were what we're talking about She's All That too.
Yeah, no, but I think they made two of the parodies. It was probably so cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I cannot confirm or deny a Not Another Teen Movie too.
I guess what would they call it? Like not another teen movie?
Let's see. Not Another Teen Movie 2. Let's see.
It doesn't look like
no, I don't
it,
think
right?
they did. I think that I think you might have been Mandela affecting that one.
Maybe it was like the Scary Movie sort of.
Yeah,
like,
Scary Movie had a million sequels.
So like maybe that sort of bled into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. He's All That. Akiva, what was all the hubbub about He's All That? Why are we here?
Well, people wanted us to watch it. I think it's like the hottest movie on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to wit, I told my daughter, I said, you know, we're watching this week. Have you heard of this this flick called He's All That? I asked my 12-year-old daughter, the queen of the class. And she said, Dad, I've already seen it six times. And I said, like, are you failing out of school? What is happening? this movie's been out for like 11 days. How have you seen it six times?
Yeah.
She said, it's a great movie, Dad.
Oh, wait, was she saying it? Like, I think I know what she's saying.
I don't think she knows like our bit. I don't think she listens to this podcast. She's too busy watching like, Netflix originals constantly. Mm-hmm. That's really what Netflix is so smart because. They make these movies and then people like, I was going to insult them, but I won't. My daughter, like they'll just eat up whatever slop that Netflix is serving.
Yeah. I'm not Why even are you watching it? Because it's on Netflix.
It's on. It's like the main, it's like number one this week on Netflix. I'm just going to watch it.
Being like, on Netflix is like being on like ABC, CBS, NBC, like 1972. It's
absolutely.
Like, well, I got to watch it. It's on. I don't have any other choices. I'm not going to open another app.
What am I
going to
do? Not watch the Brady Bunch and not like that's not even an option, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, she just watches.
Yeah.
So she's seen it a bunch like the Kissing Booths and Yes Day and all these things.
Yeah.
I don't think she's a big
Best
Yes Day
thing
person,
Survivor like, did in 21 years was like let them put seasons on Netflix.
I said on your very podcast, Rob is a podcast once, I said Survivor should pay Netflix.
Yeah.
To be
Boy.
On.
Seinfeld coming back to Netflix, Uncle Kiwi. I'm wondering if the Seinfeld post show recap might really pop now. We might have our star moment.
Yeah, well, let's see if the tomato meter is rising. If
the
like the
best
buzz meter.
Seinfeld podcast is this undiscovered gem from 2014.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten a couple questions recently about the Seinfeld podcast.
What are the questions? I can answer them.
Oh, like, no, the questions are like, what's the name of it?
Seinfeld,
like, where is it?
A post-show recap was the name of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Seinfeld, I think it was, no, see, this is why it's confusing. It was called Post-Show Recaps, Seinfeld, a podcast about nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We didn't really nail the name.
Yeah. What do you say? You want to just abandon ship on this and then just go back to the Seinfeld recap? I feel like
you want to rewatch. How funny would that be? Like that was where we started.
I think it would be very well received if we ended this podcast next week and said, "Hey, we're starting the Seinfeld rewatch. It's on Netflix."
Mm-hmm. Because really, the big issue, the main mistake we made. I don't want to say the main mistake. I don't want to be disrespectful to Post Show Recaps, but like. I think maybe if it was on the main feed and like people knew it existed, it would have been at the time.
At least one of the initial offerings.
The initial episodes. Like, nobody knew who I was. Not that anyone knows who I am now, but like, I, you know, I was new. And it, we were just trying it at the beginning. Now, it would have been bad. Like, the first few episodes were not like main feed worthy necessarily.
I mean, we could have gotten you a microphone before like the third season.
We could have. I mean, on a, my idea is just like listen to the old episodes and podcast about the old episodes. That, maybe that's too nit.
Yeah, I think we probably forgot everything we said on those podcasts. So I think that we could do it over again and do a good job.
Yeah, I, it would be hilarious. I because mean,
we
like
have
really
to watch a 22-minute episode every week instead of like nine movies on 3X.
Yeah, and even those like long episodes, it would be like an hour 40 or something. Yeah,
I'm in. I'm in.
So you're going to stop this? We're done with this?
Yeah, let's do a fan vote. If the fans say shut it down and do the, and just go back to Seinfeld, like I'm on board for that.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I think people like this much more than they like the Seinfeld.
You think so?
Yeah. I think so.
I think maybe it's just in it's in the right podcast feed.
That's what it is? I mean, there's other shows in the
this
feed that no one...
This is a time slot hit. Yeah.
Oh, this is... What is going on? There's a lot of other shows in this... on the feed that nobody ever talks about. I feel like people talk about this show. I don't know if it's the time slot.
Yeah. All right, let's put out the fan vote.
Seinfeld podcast. Or the, I have a feeling
if
this is going to win.
Say do the Seinfeld podcast. That's it. This is the series finale of Renap.
We're gonna just rewatch Seinfeld again.
It's hot, baby. When does it premiere? Well, but maybe we can do a couple more episodes. When does it premiere on Netflix?
Probably not till October or something.
That's why. Is it a Halloween show? Seinfeld. This is very spooky. On Netflix 2021. Well, yeah, when does that start? October 2021. All right. So I guess what? It's three more weeks. October 1st.
Mm-hmm. There really is no Halloween episode of Seinfeld.
None. What about when Putty dresses like the devil?
That's spooky, but it's there's I don't even know if Halloween ever gets mentioned.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Let's just put that out there.
Let's see. We're not doing a Seinfeld podcast.
Why not?
We already did it.
Yeah, and they already did it. She's All That.
Well.
Yeah. What's the biggest hit on Netflix right now?
Yeah, He's All That.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm like, it's the same thing. We're not even. What's
Reboots.
Different this time?
That's hot.
Would we have more guests on the Seinfeld podcast? We didn't really have guests last time. Is that a difference?
Do we do it with guests? That's interesting.
Yeah. It's like next week, Chappelle and the busboy.
The busboy?
That's the name of an episode.
Oh, I thought you made it sound like the busboy was a guest on the podcast.
Oh, no. I'm saying like it's, you know, it's the marine biologist with Jessica Lease, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably more of a Liana episode. Science.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so that's something to think about.
If I finished thinking about it.
The response is overwhelming. Please go back, do the Seinfeld podcast over again.
I don't think that's going to happen. Let's see.
It's not like we're leaving a million great things on the wheel right now.
The wheel is stacked. What's going on here? We fixed the wheel last week.
We're rebuilding the wheel.
We're rebuilding the wheel. All right. Well, this is upsetting.
Yeah. All right. I'm just saying we're talking about Netflix. It's just something to think about.
All right. I'll think about it.
Yeah. Okay. Be like a makeover for this podcast.
Yeah, nobody's ever like done a podcast and then just done the same podcast again.
Gone back to do it again. Yeah.
I mean, we have to go back.
But
one more
job.
It
follows the career trajectory. Like every project that Kiefer Sutherland does is like basically just like some version of the thing he did before.
He's chasing 24.
Chasing 24. Like maybe we're just the guys who chase the Seinfeld. Although the least popular episode of this podcast, I think, was when we watched an episode of Seinfeld.
That is true. Yeah. I honestly don't think our listeners really care about Seinfeld. That's the issue.
Okay.
Now, maybe Netflix will make them care. Maybe in a few weeks, Adira might the queen
Guess
of the class.
What? Nobody cared about Seinfeld, but now it's on Netflix. Everybody has to watch it. Why? It's on Netflix.
Mandatory. It's true.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. He's All That, Akiva.
Yes.
So People said, oh my God, what a garbage movie this is. The worst movie ever made. He's All That. So bad. It's so bad.
Mm-hmm. This was just what you said.
That's what people were saying.
Yeah, people said, watch it. Like, this is the crappy movie diaper this week.
Yeah.
We are, you know, we're tackling the worst movie ever made
is Netflix's original film, He's All That.
And do you agree with that after watching it?
No, it was fine.
Yeah, this is not a bad movie at all.
This is way better than most of the movies we normally watch.
This might be better than She's All That.
Oh, you think so?
It's like ballpark.
So I didn't watch the She's All That on 3X. I did go back and watch some of the choice scenes from the film on Netflix. On YouTube. Mm-hmm. Sorry. YouTube's old news.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. 31% on the tomato meter for He's All That.
Well, I have a theory.
Yeah.
People like or loathe this Addison Rae. We haven't really talked about it yet.
Okay.
I think she's very polarizing.
Why?
She is the second or third biggest star on TikTok. But she's like...
Biggest star on Netflix.
Yeah, she's Kardashian adjacent. Like, she's not...
Yes.
She's not talented.
Who's...
According to some people.
Okay. I was going to say, like, boy, Akiva coming out with a
hot
take.
Saying, like, that's the knock on her is, like, what does she do? She went viral. Like, the first time I heard about her, really...
What does she do on TikTok?
She dances.
Makeup tutorials?
No, I think she dances.
Yeah.
But I think now she does nothing because she's like so popular she doesn't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that basically the issue is she went on Jimmy Fallon and they did like, you know, he'll do like history of dance type things.
Yeah.
So we did like sort of that for TikTok dances. And she went viral because it was like so bad.
So bad.
And it was considered really bad. And like Twitter was just demolishing her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, well, you know, you're doing the dances of
Twitter
all
is
these.
Undefeated.
It's true. Like you're doing the dances of all these people, many of whom were like women of color or whatever, like that, you know, you're stealing their thing. And by the way, you suck it, you know,
mm-hmm.
like you're not crediting. And I think they like later had people cut like some of the original dancers come back on.
Did anybody get mad at Jimmy Fallon?
I think people are like permanently mad at Jimmy Fallon, but he is like,
he's just going to keep doing his thing.
He's going to keep doing his thing.
You could keep getting mad at him. He's still going to be out there like, hey, everybody. Oh, we got a great show. He's unflappable. People,
I mean, have you ever heard one person say like, you know, I love that Jimmy Fallon.
What year? I mean, I feel like I heard it in like 2002.
When did you hear it? Like the movie Taxi? People were like, you know, I love Jimmy
Fallon.
No,
like this is like, you know, remember he had that song, Idiot Boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was his peak, you think?
I think so. I think that he had some heydays on SNL when he was laughing in all the skits. Remember when he used to hang out with like Justin Timberlake? People used to like Justin Timberlake and he used to come on SNL with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't like hate Jimmy Fallon. I'm just like, mm-hmm. I don't know a lot of like Fallon-aholics.
Could we find the world's biggest Fallon-aholic?
I mean, I'm sure there is one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we could make that an episode. See all these great episodes we have, and you're trying to go over and do Seinfeld mm-hmm. again. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we're going to find the biggest Fallon-aholic on the planet.
Yeah. Can't wrap this up before we find the world's biggest Fallon-aholic.
Imagine if we stopped this podcast before, you know, watching Scum and Cats and mm-hmm. all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It'd be a disaster.
Should we have, what do you think about this? What about the late night battle royal where we find like the biggest stand for all of the late night hosts battle it out where we find the biggest Stephen Colbert mm-hmm. stan.
Carson Daly.
Is Carson Daly still out there?
No, but it would be funny.
Like, no, Jimmy Kimmel is the best. And then we just let them argue.
Yeah. Corden. Is there a big Corden guy?
Yeah. I feel like that everybody hates all the late night hosts. Like, how come they can't find one late night host that people like?
Well, I think they used to not be political. Like, do you know, like, David Letterman's politics? No. No chance.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you do
a little bit. Yeah.
What are they? How would you describe his politics? But like, Don't sleep with all the members of the staff, just like some of them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's necessarily politics. Yeah.
Everything's politics.
Mm-hmm.
How age game? James Corden. How old do you think James Corden is?
Mm-hmm. I'll say James Corden is 48.
That is incorrect. He's 43.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a 78 boy. Mm-hmm. Just like Uncle Robbie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. He's a lot more successful.
A lot more successful than who?
Than me.
Well, because we haven't done like Podpool karaoke.
Yeah. Well, once we have the biggest Seinfeld podcast.
Oh, so you think the Seinfeld podcast is how we catch up to freaking James Corden?
Look, it's not going to hurt.
Do you think we get Corden on as a guest on the Seinfeld podcast?
Why? Why would he come on to talk about? So I'm trying to think. I mean, what's our pitch to him?
Our pitch is
how about this? Okay. This is, mm-hmm. I got it. Okay.
I thought it was like, hey, don't you have any 78 loyalty?
No, 78. I've got it. Like, hey, mm-hmm. James Corden, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
What's your big gimmick, James Corden? Whatever's Carpool everybody karaoke. Know you from? Carpool karaoke. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's a little show called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Okay. James Corden, let's do karaoke in the car drinking coffee on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. So it's carpool we karaoke. Pick
him
but up. With
I think
coffee.
This is post COVID. We pick him up.
Is there going to be a post COVID?
I think everybody's just going to get it. I think then maybe that's it.
Everyone gets it, and then it's party time.
I don't know. Like, don't ask me. I think every okay. you know. Get,
I mean, you predicted the pandemic. I'd like you to predict when it's going to end.
I think I've if anything, if you listen to some of my past predictions, I think I've always been very, very long term on the pandemic. Like many of my predictions mm-hmm. have been.
You're
like,
long COVID. You're long on COVID.
I don't count out COVID. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like all these people keep betting against COVID, and I'm saying I'm gonna keep betting the house because. Much like Twitter, so far COVID is undefeated.
Okay.
You know, I got to see COVID take a few L's before I count it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mike Francesa. Don't count out COVID.
Okay. So listen, like Mike, these references, that's why we're going to be the number one Seinfeld podcast in the game.
Number one. Yeah. So anyway, you don't think that James Corden would do like
would it be the same feed or a new feed?
Brand new feed.
Really?
New feed, who dis?
I mean, you don't think we should just go to the same feed and like
maybe
just start over
name.
Again?
Wait, maybe it's the we need
the name
a
was a
name
big problem.
Time.
You know, I complained about this during the old podcast, but it was too late.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I mean, I think Seinfeld the podcast about nothing was a great name.
Yeah, but no, we got to do better than that.
What would the name be?
Hmm. Well, let's keep workshopping now. Right now, we got James Corden. He's coming mm-hmm. on.
Okay. What's the best episode for Corden?
What's the one where Elaine is singing Desperado?
Desperado.
I think we want one with like singing.
Witchy woman.
Mm-hmm.
Witchy, that's the Czechs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's late. We're not going to get Corden until like season six, season eight.
I mean, if you can think of a spot to get James Corden on earlier.
I mean, you'd want Corden you want Corden in the first 10, 20 episodes. Like, but the podcast is already like a hit.
Ideally, but we probably have to start banking better guests if we're going to get him then.
You know what I mean? At that point, it's like too late.
What about Freddie Prinze Jr.?
FPJ?
Yeah.
Is he still married to SMG?
I'm not sure, but here, so we can get him on like around like season three, like when Jerry is dating the virgin and then Elaine meets up with John F. Kennedy Jr. That mm-hmm. then we'll get Freddie Prinze on and like refer to him as Freddie Prinze Jr. He'll like that.
He's been with SMG for over 20 years. They're still married. I believe he was a WWE writer at one point.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah. Twice, I see. He worked for WWE.
Yeah. Okay.
Weird guy.
Weird guy.
I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's like a weird career, at least. Weird career.
Mm-hmm.
Do they like work? I feel like they both don't work, really.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he's retired anything? Or if
Sarah Michelle Gellar
doesn't want to be in the, greater He's All That universe now.
You think they called Freddie Prinze Jr. for this movie and he said no?
Script.
You think they called him and he said no?
Oh, they definitely called him.
Yeah, they had a conversation with his agent. That's for sure.
They definitely called him. I mean, he looks like, I mean, that's like the power move of like being on the podcast and not staying for the mailbag of like being Freddie Prinze Jr. and not being in the He's All That remake.
It is a power move unless it was like too, maybe he was like difficult on set. Like they didn't want to work with him again.
You think so?
I don't think he is, but I'm just wondering, didn't they call? So the other actor from She's All That, who's in He's All That, is Matthew Lillard.
Matthew Lillard, Scream, yeah.
Which we weren't really. He is the best friend who like he loses his girlfriend. FPJ loses his girlfriend to Matthew Lillard.
Yeah, Matthew Lillard, he's like making out with Freddie Prinze Jr.'s girlfriend. And now he is the principal of the school.
He's the principal of the school. Yeah. In the trivia section on like IMDb, it says he filmed all his scenes in 30 minutes.
Wow. I believe
which is
it.
A lot. He's in like 10 minutes of the movie, though.
Yeah.
I mean, and he also like does some audio stuff, but that could be a few minutes extra.
Also, the connective tissue here with some of our other recent projects, Paul Walker, big star of the 1999 She's All That, right before his big star turn in the original The Fast and the Furious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Lillard films his scene in 30 minutes. I'll say Kourtney Kardashian is in this movie. Yes. And I'd say she probably filmed her scenes in less than 30 minutes.
I think they just came to her house and she just like knocked them out in like 20 minutes.
Yeah. It's like, Kourtney, we'll give you $1 million and Kourtney will get like, you have 40 minutes. It's like a therapy. Like you have 40 minutes start to finish, including like setting up the set and everything.
Yeah.
For my scenes. Now she is like a mother figure to this Addison Rae.
Mother figure, would you say? I mean, I feel like that she was like her, like, I don't know. She was like
manager. In real life. Oh, she's a mother
figure. In real life, Kourtney Kardashian has taken Addison Rae under her wing.
Yeah, she is like, Addison Rae's like in the last season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I haven't been keeping up.
KUWTK.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's too late. I hope you're sitting down, but I believe it finished.
Well, I mean, look, it's never too late with streaming.
Yeah, it's
is
true.
It coming watch to Netflix? When it's on Netflix, I guess I have to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when all the kids will go back and keep up with the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
20 seasons. She's like Kardashian adjacent. So I guess that's how she gets Kourtney to be her like manager slash like not manager, but someone she does business with in the movie. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so Addison Rae, we're talking about. She is, I guess, very viral, very polarizing for, you know, being this like social media star. She has, let's see, Instagram. Her Instagram followers are
probably through the roof.
She goes 40 million. OK,
40 million.
40 million. So Addison Rae goes to LSU like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And she's like getting popular on TikTok. And then by the end of the first semester, she's like, nope, I'm out. And she leaves to go to Hollywood.
Yeah, she doesn't need them.
And she does not need LSU.
Look at her now.
Bye, Tigers. But I'll say this. Her real story, because I've been reading up about Addison Rae today. Her dad, like, she doesn't come from money, which my assumption was, like, her parents would have Wikipedia pages. They do not. Yeah. She doesn't come from money. Like,
humble
her dad,
beginning.
Yeah, her dad sold mobile homes in Louisiana.
That's pretty good.
That's like a better, it's a better backstory than
it probably would have meant a lot to him that she went to LSU.
Probably.
Yeah.
But her dad, like, that's a better backstory than her actual character's backstory, which is like, does she have a dad in the movie or her parents?
No mention of the dad.
Oh, no, she does. I think she says once that her dad lives in Florida, but he's never shown.
Yeah. Her mom is a nurse, but is poor. And this comes up thematically a couple of times in He's All That, that basically working 9 to 5, that's for suckers. You want to be really making the big bucks. You want to be making bank. You get your phone out and you start influencing. Mm-hmm. Because her mom is working night shift, nursing.
What a loser.
I mean, a sucker. And basically, she's like, oh, I paid the rent. I Venmo'd the plumber with my makeup blogs. So
as kids do, yeah.
That's what kids do. Like, even later on in the film, there's a point where Matthew Lillard says to some kid, like 12 years old, he's like, hey, where's the DJ? And he's like, oh, I'm the DJ. He's like, well, where's all your equipment? He's like, what's equipment? He's like, wait, hold on.
He's never even heard of it.
He's DJing from your phone?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, what's, you got a problem with that? And he's like, well, we paid $4,500 for this. He's like, yeah. He's like, well, that's more money than I make in a month. Kid is like, sucker.
But wait, so a couple questions about that. Like the kid, like it's fine. Okay. So the kid is DJing from his phone. The kid seems unaware that like DJs used to have turntables like 6 months ago.
In fairness, this kid is like 12.
Yeah, that is true. Mm-hmm. He's a 12-year-old DJ. Mm-hmm. But he seems unaware that that was even a thing.
Yeah.
Well, and also, like, is Matthew Lillard...
You know, speaking of 12-year-olds, like, I do feel like that we could get Maddie as a guest on the podcast.
When
we
could, she could definitely get an episode.
That would be a huge segment this time.
Maddie?
Yeah.
Okay, Maddie could be a guest.
Although she might be old enough now that it's not as impressive.
Oh, so now she's, that's like when Michelle Wie was, you know, Michelle Wie is the golfer.
Yeah.
When she was like 14 years old and she was really good. That was like a big deal. Mm-hmm. But like now that now she barely golfs, I don't think anymore. But like now that she's like 32, she could be the best women's golfer of all time. It's less interesting than the fact that she was like competent when she was 14.
Yeah. I mean, and Maddie's still young enough where it's going to be super impressive. All of her Seinfeld knowledge.
Maybe. Well, we'll give her, we'll see. But anyway. Is Matthew Lillard's character the principal or is he a teacher who's the chaperone?
I thought that he's the principal because I think that he is, it's his voice on the announcements. Now, in the original film, do you know who the person was that did the announcements?
James Woods.
No.
Who is it?
That's a good guess. I know that that's one of your favorites, James Woods.
It's not one of my favorites. Don't start that. You know, it's canceled before the Seinfeld podcast even starts.
Yeah. it was I believe it is it Usher.
So Usher was the principal.
Now, did they ask Usher to come back?
Maybe Usher was pretty young then.
It was a star-studded cast of the original. She's All That. Listen, so Freddie Prinze Jr.
Okay.
Rachel Lee Cook. I don't know what's Rachel Lee Cook most famous for?
This.
This is her. All That. Did she do anything else? Yeah. I think she did this, but I don't think she ever had another big thing.
This is Babysitter's Club. She's in Josie and the Pussycats. Mm-hmm. And She's All That. Those are her big roles.
Yeah, didn't really ever happen for Rachel Lee Cook. Matthew Lillard, Paul Walker, then also Anna Paquin is here, Usher, Lil' Kim, Gabrielle Union, Dulé Hill,
Clea Duvall,
Tim Matheson, Alexis Arquette, and Kevin Pollak,
Milo Ventimiglia.
He's in this?
Yeah, he's in the first one.
In the first one? Who was he?
He plays a soccer player. He must have been, like an extra.
Yeah. So.
And how do you pronounce it? Ventimiglia?
Ventimiglia. Could we get him to talk about Seinfeld? Like, maybe we could get like some like big, like,
Doesn't someone
names.
Have a big crush on Milo Ventimiglia that we know?
I think the first lady of podcasting.
Well, I thought it was your wife. I didn't want to like put words in her mouth, but I thought she was very into Milo Ventimiglia.
Yeah. Yeah. But not from Heroes.
Milo Ventimiglia. Oh, okay. So, going back to the principal. Principal Bosch is his name, Matthew Lillard.
Yeah.
He says he doesn't make $4,500 in a month. Now, he's the principal of like the fanciest school.
Yeah. Like in Palisades California. High School. Yeah.
There's only like 80 kids in the school, even though it's like a lush campus. It's very, but like.
Yeah.
you could tell by like the dance number. There's only like 80, 90 kids in the school.
Yep.
But let's say he makes $4,000 a month. He says he makes less than 4,500. They're paying principals like 48 grand in California at this fancy school. You think that's realistic? Seems unlikely.
Maybe he was just like making some artistic license with how much money.
Artistic license with a 12-year-old DJ who's not even paying attention to him?
Maybe that's after taxes.
Ah, okay.
And you don't know what he's putting into his pension or anything like that.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe there's great benefits at that school. Maybe his kids go for free. I mean, it's a public school.
Yeah, it must be post-benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe he meant like one, maybe per check, and he gets paid like first to 15th.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can you tell me anything about the male lead in the film, Tanner Buchanan?
All right, Tanner Buchanan.
Just also, like, in case anybody is unfamiliar with the plot of She's All That / He's All That, that in this film, there is a little twist on it. The young woman, and her name is what's the character's name?
Her name is Paget Sawyer.
Paget.
No better name.
Pagets.
I know one now, Addison Rae.
Yeah. Okay. So Paget, she is an influencer. She wakes up one day. She goes to go surprise her boyfriend, who's also an influencer. I mean, this movie is all about being an influencer.
Mm-hmm. It influenced me to become an influencer, honestly.
Yeah. And the cool thing about being an influencer is you always know where you stand. It's basically like being an influencer is like a video game where it's like, hey, I'm at 2,937 followers right now. And then it's like, oh, I must have had a bad afternoon because now I'm at 1.9 million.
Constantly losing followers.
You're losing, also gaining followers. You do something cool, gaining followers. Like, there's so many people like, what have you done for me lately, Paget? I'm out.
And lately is truly the last few hours.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like that the movie really combines the popularity contest of high school, but also like on a global scale, these high school students are like international TikTok sensations.
Mm-hmm.
And so Paget goes to go surprise her boyfriend who's making a music video, and his name is JVD, and she goes to surprise JVD. She goes in his trailer, and you know the old saying, if this trailer's a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
Absolutely.
She went a knockin'. And that she walks
ironically
in.
You should be a knockin'. You just came running it.
Right. Yeah.
If you think about it, like the one thing you should be doing,
if this
is like,
trailer's a rockin', don't just barge in.
Yeah. Yeah. You should, the one thing you should do if something's a rockin' is knocking.
Mm-hmm.
So the saying is terrible, but I do know that saying.
Mm-hmm. And especially don't just come barging in on your TikTok live.
Right. At least shut off the live stream before
What platform was she on? TikTok, Instagram Live?
Probably Instagram Live. Also, like, even if, you know, she doesn't see what she ultimately sees, like, he could have been in the bathroom or something. She's just, you know, barging in sight unseen.
Well, I think that the bathroom would have a door in the trailer.
Yeah, but maybe he's going to the bathroom with the door open. He's alone, you know? I don't know.
If you go to the bathroom in a trailer by yourself, do you close the door? I think I would.
I would close the door, but it's like, is the front of the trailer locked also is the question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe he thinks it is. I don't know. He also doesn't seem like the type of guy.
She never closed the door. And then I walk over there. She's like, don't come in here. I'm in the bathroom. Like, why don't you just close the door?
But this boyfriend, Jordan Van Drayton, JVD.
JVD?
Yeah, JVD. He seems like the type of guy maybe doesn't pay attention to
very,
you know,
very hateable
doors.
Guy.
A loathsome individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would you say he looks like? Do you have a doppelganger for him?
I don't have like a person doppelganger. Just imagine like the douche of the year. Like imagine who would win like the douche of the year award. It's JVD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he looks like one of like the guys from like Double Dragon come to life.
Mm-hmm.
You ever play that game, Double Dragon?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm on his Instagram.
Oh, he's an influencer too?
Well, he's got 2 million followers. Is that an, like, what level do you have to be at to be an influencer?
Not in my book.
And he looks much less douchey in real life, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. So maybe they like douched him up for the movie.
Maybe, or maybe he's just a great actor. He convinced us that he's like the biggest douche.
But anyway,
in reality, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a method actor. So she walks in, and the guy JVD, he is really that. It seems like she's just like standing next to him. To be honest, like to my eyes, it was just a woman in there. Like,
yeah, they could have
no
spun
harm,
it. They
no
could have
foul.
Been like, they could have been like, we're rehearsing scenes,
like,
for
oh,
the
this
video.
Is my publicist, like, you know, crisis averted. But, you know, Padgett is like, she just has like a breakdown and she's crying. Like, what are you doing? She's like throwing. She baked him. What'd she make for him? Like biscuits?
Yeah, some fancy thing.
She's just like throwing things at his face. And she's so upset. That
she's mostly
like,
hitting the girl also.
She's starting to like well up. And they like her friend is still filming the whole thing. And I guess I didn't notice this in the real time, but she gets like a bubble of snot that pops out of her nose. Mm-hmm. And I guess that this turns into like the GIF scene around the world. This becomes a meme. And then she is known as Bubble Girl.
Bubble Girl, because she
got
bubbled
it
out of her nose.
I got the Seinfeld rewatch. The Bubble Boys. Mm-hmm. We're the Bubble Boys.
And can we take a picture with like our noses very like bubbly?
See, I think that would that's like combining the like with that. That's you're bringing in IP that's from a totally different thing.
So the podcast is called the
Bubble Boys.
What if we never acknowledged during the whole run of the podcast that we previously had another Seinfeld podcast?
Yeah, I think that would be good. I mean, you'd have to stop like Chester from emailing in and saying like on the original Seinfeld post show.
No, he can't do that. Yeah. No, he can like resend his notes
even if
he wants. Oh, you think we should? That was one of my favorite parts. We should get rid of it.
Okay, well, maybe we should find a new way. Maybe people
maybe just call it something else.
People
instead of mailbag,
like TikToks.
Okay, Chester. TikTok.
Hey, this is Chester from TikTok.
Chester. yeah, and you know, Chester likes to razz on me that he says I don't know Seinfeld well enough. So maybe this would be a way to like know Seinfeld better.
Yeah, and then people would be like, "Wait, you're friends with Akiva from the Bubble Boys?"
Mm-hmm. Bubble Boys is a really good name. I'm upset that we weren't.
Why
the Bubble
are
Boys.
You upset?
Because we should have been the Bubble Boys 7 years ago.
We'd be to be the Bubble Boys now.
We'd be bigger than Addison Rae if we were the Bubble Boys.
It's happening. And we're doing the podcast on Instagram Live.
I guess maybe we could incorporate more social media into the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. We're back, baby.
Okay. Jeez.
Yeah.
All right,
that could be the tagline.
We're back, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Famous Seinfeld quote. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you asked me about the protagonist. You asked me about
where'd he come from? Oh, anyway, let me just finish setting up the plot. And then they go to school, and Padgett is like, you know, I feel like this is maybe one of her weakest moments in the film in terms of likability, where she's like, hey, I'm the makeover person. JVD, he was nothing when I found him. Basically, it's sort of like that she's almost like, hey, I'm the quarterback whisperer. Like, I could fix anybody. Give me Tim Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
I'll fix anybody.
Very confident. It's not even like, oh, I think I'm going to win this bet. She was like, matter of fact, like, I know it's
Look,
it's a done
all
deal.
I do is makeovers. Find me anybody. And like, oh, that sounds like a bet. Like, yeah, you're on. Find me the biggest loser in the school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, what about
and they
that
find,
kid?
Like, I don't know about your school, but the biggest loser in my school was not like a smoking hottie who just happened to wear like a beanie over his head.
So you're talking about the guy. That the biggest loser in your school wasn't like a long haired, ripped emo guy in a ski hat.
6 foot 2. No, probably wasn't like that. Probably wasn't the biggest loser.
Yeah,
no.
It wasn't like the in the running for being the biggest loser.
It was probably like the third.
But here's why. Here's why, though, Akiva. He has no social media presence. Ultimate loser.
Oh, yeah, that is true. I can't imagine. Like, if coolness is determined by how many followers you have, and you have zero followers, you were basically, you were at the bottom of the barrel.
Sure. He has movie star good looks, but does he even have any followers?
No, he doesn't even have freaking Facebook.
Loser.
Mm-hmm.
What a joke.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think, like, so really all she has to do is convince this guy to get, like, Instagram, and then he's not the biggest loser in the school anymore, and he comes.
Well, what's worse, to have no Instagram or have Instagram with, like, 30 followers?
Ah, the age-old question. People have been wondering about this.
Put that on the census.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather have no Instagram or, like, 42 followers?
Mm-hmm. I think it's better to have no Instagram.
Of course, yeah, I don't think anybody's going to vote for 42 followers.
So that's the guy. So tell me about the guy, the loser of the school, who is played by Tanner Buchanan.
Tanner, well, we like to call him Tanner Bukes.
Is he an influencer?
He's not Addison Rae, but I guess who is?
Yeah, what does he do on, is it influencing?
Well, he's best known, he has 3.5 million followers, but he's best known from Cobra Kai.
Oh.
He's okay. One of the stars of the television show Cobra Kai.
Mm-hmm. And he does do karate in this film, so he must be trained in martial arts.
I think they had him do that as a shout out to Cobra Kai. He beat somebody up, like he you think he's gonna lose a fight to the jacked D-bag.
Yeah.
And then
he's never done any martial arts, but he just keeps being typecast in shows where you have to do martial arts.
It would be funny if he doesn't actually know martial arts. It's just like mm-hmm. in the script. But then you think like, oh, he's going to lose his fight. And then all of a sudden he goes all karate chop and that's it.
Hmm.
You really should have karate chopped the guy into the pool. That's what I was thinking during the fight.
Yeah.
They're like fighting near a pool, but then he doesn't hit him into the pool. And then the guy throws his camera into the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Like a weenie.
Yeah. All right. Well, and that's sort of the premise here of, he's all that, okay, the biggest loser in the school, Padgett is going to win him over and make him over. In He's All That, also, the students have very, expensive and elaborate parties. $1 million parties left and right.
Now, I did not go to a school like this, but I guess like my school was probably the exception to the rule. Like,
sure.
I did not go to a school where, like, yes, there were parties that, like, looked like the house was a $30 million house, and, like, all the girls were in thong bikinis doing karaoke. I'm sure there were parties like that. I just probably wasn't invited to them, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't all guys' school.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, there may not have been any girls at any parties. But, like, it doesn't ring true to me, but I'm sure I'm the exception. What about you? Did you have parties like this?
I'm trying to remember.
Like, all the girls were actually like 23 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like pretending to be high schoolers. And like, I watched some of She's All That.
Yeah.
And if like what they wear on the beach scene at the beginning of She's All That, if you had worn that to this party, you would have gotten bullied.
Yeah. So, I mean, here's the thing that it's a little bit apples and oranges, because I went to high school in the 90s, and this is like right after Nirvana, Kurt Cobain, like grunge was in. So there was a lot of people were wearing like a lot of flannels.
Okay.
So I think it was a different time.
Yeah, because I was in, I graduated high school in 01, and like grunge was definitely over.
It was over.
But I don't remember I don't remember parties like this at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of horseplay in this film.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Lots of many scenes with horses.
Yes, there are literal horseplay. Yes, there. I don't know. Is it horseplay if you're like horseplay? Is like,
it's more horse work.
Horseplay is like monkeying around. A lot of horse. I would just say like a lot of horses.
Yeah.
You want to take that again? A lot of horses in this movie.
I said what I said.
No, I'm kidding. Like, so horse. Yeah, there are. He's a horse boy.
Yeah.
Which is not. Listen, they're trying to gender bend in this movie. He's like, I wouldn't call him a horseman.
Yeah.
my favorite character from the television show BoJack Horseman. But
yeah, Akiva, could you just run through for people who didn't see the movie what Cameron's day is like, basically from like morning till night?
Okay, so I mean, he's a pretty typical high schooler. He gets up at like, I'd say 3:45 to 4 a.m. Yeah. Probably. He yeah. goes to a barn.
Yeah,
where he is the only person.
Mm-hmm.
And he like shovels like horse poop
manure. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I guess when he's done, like he feeds the horses.
Would you say, is this work or play? The work, the what he does, is this horse play or horse work?
I think this is work. I think he needs the money.
Okay.
Because again, he's the biggest loser in school. He's not a billionaire.
Biggest
like
loser in school goes and shovels horse poop before school every day.
Okay. And then he like rides the horse probably for fun.
Yeah. Loves
like
horses.
After feeding them.
Yeah.
And then he goes to school guy. Where he takes pictures of everything, but he will never show anybody's pictures.
Now, does he go to Union Station and like take pictures of like random old people?
Yeah, so
is that extracurricular?
Yeah. Yeah, school's like 8 to 2:30, where he's probably not in class, but he's just taking pictures of like garbage cans, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, he goes to Union Station, where he's like friends with some of the guys who are 75 years old, but like some of them hate him, and he has to run away every day mm-hmm. when they see him.
Yeah,
And then after that, he probably goes to like more places to take pictures.
Yeah,
he doesn't have any friends.
Yeah,
he has a sister who's like very invested in him, like making out with girls. You know,
yeah,
that's sort of like main goal is like I want my brother to like smooch some chick.
Yeah, well, if they're popular girls from TikTok.
Oh yeah, no uggos and nobody without like yeah. She will not let him like kiss anybody who has less than 100,000 followers for sure.
Boy, yeah, this is very confusing for me as somebody who didn't have TikTok in high school. When you are like, are there basically like celebrities and stars in your high school, and then you have to follow all of their videos on TikTok, and then if they have like really good content, they become way more popular, and if they have sort of like lame-o TikTok stories, then they lose popularity and aren't the homecoming queen.
Basically, I'd say it's weird because the influencers, the 99% of the people they're influencing are not at school with them.
Mm-hmm.
But the people online seem to be very concerned with like, are you popular at your school?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I won't follow yeah. you if you're not like
instance,
doing well.
Yeah. Kourtney Kardashian calls her. So I heard you're the biggest loser in school now. I guess we're dropping you from your sponsorship. But if you become mm-hmm. the prom queen, then we can talk.
Yeah. Like that's what influencers are looking for. People who are like, you know, like if you're at least yearbook editor, we could probably send you some cash. Maybe like captain of like the
so it's a
you
little
know,
bit
water
like college
team.
Admissions. Like we can't sponsor mm-hmm. you. Do you have? Let me see your resume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it says biggest loser in school. Sorry, you're out. We are not giving any money.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
A lot of product placement in this film.
Yeah, what was your favorite product that was placed?
And there's like a segment where the main character or like Tanner Buchanan, aka Cameron, like holds a bag of Doritos like in the most awkward way you've ever seen somebody hold a bag of chips, where like it is like perfectly like facing the camera. It was almost like they ironed this bag of Doritos to have like the perfectly like flat bag of Doritos so you could read what this is. And then mm-hmm. he like held like the most perfect like triangular chip up to say like, oh, see this Dorito?
Yeah.
Then they went to a party where everybody mm-hmm. got their own personal like a Pizza Hut takeout. And then you also got like a bucket of KFC chicken to eat to go.
Well, it's the same parent company. Like yes. That's just one phone call that you're making, right? Mm-hmm. It's right. Like they said, like this is a great party. There's pizza. You have your own Pizza Hut pizza. Right. And then she like steals a bucket of KFC. That is true. So it's like Yum Brands was very involved in the making of this movie.
Yeah. And ideally, you know, when you're in a, you know, a bathing suit karaoke contest, ideally a bucket of fried chicken is, I think, the perfect pairing.
Like, you don't want to have that before you go swimming. This was a pool party, although nobody's in the water.
Yeah.
But afterwards, that's when you want to have the giant bucket of chicken.
Which party did you like better? The karaoke pool party or the very garish, roaring 20s, drop it like F. Scott party?
Yeah, I don't want to be in a costume ever, so I would definitely be at the pool party. That was also the one that had the KFC, right? Not the Pizza Hut. I'm more of a KFC guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that, yeah. I really like that one. What about you?
I mean, I feel like that the flapper party was the way to go. I mean, like, how much do you think that people wore flapper costumes in the 20s?
How much? Like, I thought that's the only thing they were allowed out of the house in.
Is that the uniform of the 20s? Like, what year? Like 1920 through 1929? Or was it like one season?
Oh, so you think it was like, all right, a fashion, like a fashion week is coming. Like flappers are out. It's 1924. Flappers are out. Something else is in. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Good question.
Yeah. All right. So basically everything is going well. Time to make over Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they
Cameron
do?
Cameron seems like he seems like totally. He is so like counterculture against everything. She's able to like convince him to do like this stuff very quickly. He puts up very little resistance.
Mm-hmm. I respect you so much because you would never let somebody change your signature look.
Could you describe my signature look for people who don't maybe know what I look like?
Sure. Okay.
My style.
I mean, whereas this young man in the film, Cameron, AKA Tanner Bukes, that, mm-hmm. you know, his signature look is a ski hat, long, you know, long hair, and wears, I guess, those flannel shirts that I used to see people wearing at the pictures of parties that would happen at my high school. And you, on the other hand, you have a baseball cap, typically a Jets baseball cap, not mm-hmm. a Jets helmet, which would
be a football cap, but sure.
Yeah, yeah. And so you have that, glasses.
Yeah.
And then,
I'm not supposed to like leave my glasses home as like a style choice.
Yeah. I mean, you could put on contacts, but you're not going to do that. I mean, unless your dad can put them in for you.
It's a nice callback to a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And then different assorted t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
maybe a polo.
Graphic tee, maybe a polo.
In the winter. Yeah.
If somebody's getting married, maybe a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's an immediate relative.
Yeah. And then, you know, some like athletic shorts.
Cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts.
More often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way. But, you know, if, you know, this young woman is like, hey, I want to make you over. Like, no, find somebody else.
Yeah. No, I would not take the makeover.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, I think we're going to have a makeover episode once on this podcast. We never agreed to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe could we make over a podcaster?
Oh, like style wise or their content?
Yeah, I mean, stylistically, like about their presentation. Yeah, we're not going to touch their looks.
Yeah. All right. The Bubble Boys makeup,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. like, hey, come to us and we will fix your podcast thing. Like, are we going to fix the podcast or just like what they're saying?
Like, I think we might like move the microphone closer to their face and like look at their internet and maybe like work on an outline with them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wants us to fix them as a podcaster, let us know. Since there's only like a week or two left of this series.
You know, I also just want to say like with Bubble Boys, like we don't have to completely throw away like the wheel, like the first like half hour could be the Seinfeld recap, and then we could still like if we have ideas we still want to do, we could still do that. Like there still are ideas. Like we're not going to disavow this podcast. We're not going to say this podcast never happened.
So basically, like your pitch is the first half hour of every.
Well, what if it's a dud episode? I mean, they're not all winners. 180 episodes. There's wheat and there's chaff.
So, like, would the first half hour of Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast be talking about Seinfeld, or maybe the last half hour? Or would it? Or would it be the Bubble Boys? We're still doing this shtick.
Make no mistake, it is episode one of the Bubble Boys. Okay. The Seinfeld, the Netflix's Seinfeld rewatch podcast.
Okay.
Are we spoilers or no spoilers?
I think we're no spoilers.
Okay. Because there's going to be a lot of people that are watching it for the first time. Mm-hmm. And stopping down after each episode to get a recap. And then we're going to do no spoilers and we'll talk about the episode. And then after it's over, then we could talk about like, okay, well, let's, talk about, whatever. Leprechaun.
I just wonder if it should be the other way around, where like maybe the last half hour of every episode. What would
be the point of that?
What if we have two podcasts, but it's like the same podcast with different branding? One is like...
You're going to have 4.5 podcasts?
Could be 3.5. I don't know. Chester's getting,
Sure.
Let it
marinate. Let it marinate.
Maybe I'll have 5 in it. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
We don't have to decide until October 1st.
So I have all that time. So the Bubble Boys are going to still like have this very complicated like wheel stuff that all the history of this show is going to go into that show.
The back half. Yeah.
So start with a Seinfeld thing every week.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be like,
to our much larger Seinfeld recap audience. Mm-hmm. We're going to do some of our old Renap stuff here at the end of this. So stick around.
Don't mind us. Yeah.
Yeah. Or turn
and then
off the
it's like, fine. All right, we're going to watch all 10 Friday the 13th movies this week on 3X.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there's a mailbag after that.
I think it's like a 7-hour podcast. I think we do the mailbag before we got to watching something on 3X.
The mailbag's in the middle.
This is the end of the Seinfeld portion. When we come back, we're going to do Libra season. Jenny Autumn will be here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then when's the mailbag? Like, when are we spinning the wheel?
I think at the end of that.
So it's just really two podcasts smushed into one.
Yeah.
What if we separate the podcasts? And then...
Is it one feed?
I think, what if we have two totally different podcasts? This one is still Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast. Because, like, people listen to this and stuff. And then that one will be the Bubble Boys. I can't
do two concurrent podcasts at the same time.
Just listen.
With you.
Wait, you didn't even let me finish my idea.
Yeah.
That one is called the Bubble Boys. Only we don't really do that. We just, like, we talk, like, we start the feed, and maybe we do the first episode, and we, like, act as if it's real.
Do you know what our iTunes ratings will be? I mean, Apple Podcasts.
Oh, for a podcast that doesn't exist? I guess they would be, who cares? It's not a real podcast. Like, all the ratings would be 1 star. This is not a podcast.
Okay. I have permission to do the Bubble Boys without you?
No. You have no permission to do any Seinfeld content without me. Absolutely not. What? Wait, so you're doing two? I mean, if you want to do the Bubble Boys. What if, you want to get a third person and we do the Bubble Boys, like we have a third boy?
Well, why do we have we should probably have a woman on the panel.
I agree with you. I'm with you 100%. But the only thing we have is the name. It's the freaking Bubble Boys. Like, we can't. That's the only thing we have. Woman's going to screw that up so bad. Like, I agree, of course. Like, in a perfect world, it would definitely be a woman. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there'd be lots of women who'd want to be in the bubble with us. But like, it's called the Bubble Boys. I don't think it's not an option for it to be a woman unless they're okay with like, we still are majority boys. Maybe, so maybe it's
bubble.
Like,
let's see. Okay. Well, we have 3 weeks.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, fine. Yeah, so anyway, back to this movie.
He gets a What's makeover. Happening? Haircut. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the new haircut?
It looks good.
I thought it was such an in-between length that I feel like that he had long hair and they cut his hair to be like sort of like a very, very medium length.
I wonder if the Cobra Kai people were like, no, 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 you can't shave your head. Like, we need you to the next.
Take 6 inches off. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder if that's all they were allowed to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I guess like he kind of shaved a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I think he's clean shaven. But I don't think he had a lot of stuff going on before
that. He didn't
have
a lot. Yeah, he wasn't very very stubbly.
It's interesting because they're like, we have to like make it that he's like likable at the beginning. And like, so what do? We just put like a big beanie on his head and his hair is a little too long.
Mm-hmm.
But you could sort of tell he's hot. And then all he has to do is take off the beanie and cut his hair. And it's like, oh, he's like really good looking.
Yeah. Who do you think seemed like the bigger loser? This kid when before his makeover or Rachel Lee Cook before hers?
Great question. I think Rachel Lee Cook was a little bit. She was like a nerd. And this guy's like a loner. A little different, you know? Yeah.
And I watched a little bit of She's All That. And she is also, she has glasses. She's carrying like all of her, so many books. Mm-hmm. And she's like falling down.
The biggest sign of a nerd is if you have a lot of books.
Yeah. So it's like, not only does she have so many books, but she like has so many books and she can't even carry them properly.
Mm-hmm.
And she's tripping and falling.
Yeah. I mean, famously, like the number one thing nerds do is tripping.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, she's clumsy too.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like that she gets more of a glow up here.
Yeah. What do you think of the Rachel Lee Cook as the mom?
Oh, yeah. So I didn't realize that was Rachel Lee Cook. I was like, how is this this looks like that she could be her sister. Like,
it's very confusing. Rachel Lee Cook is 40.
I was like, is this her friend? Is this her older sister? She did not seem old enough to be her mom. Now, I guess biologically, sure, it could happen.
Yeah, look at me.
Young mom. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Right. So, but I didn't think that Rachel Lee Cook seemed old enough to be her mom.
It was tricky. They made her seem very young. She's a young looking person, Rachel Lee Cook, in general. So she's and she's like small, I think, also.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't look very momish. I agree. And she like, you know, mumbles her lines for like three scenes and that's it.
You felt in that she was a mumbler.
I think she did a little mumbling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's not like in the beginning, it seems like she's going to be a main character in the movie. And then we truly never see her again.
Yeah. What a heel turn for her friend Alden, who is seemingly her bestie, and then takes like a totally evil turn.
Just becomes evil. She's like her best friend. Up, guess what? Now I'm evil.
Yeah.
No real reason.
No real reason. It's just the allure of being an influencer, getting more
and
followers,
like the prom queen,
and also being the prom queen.
Mm-hmm.
And she just becomes super evil, and then ends up stealing her boyfriend. Or her ex-boyfriend. She's just like, hey, like, let's just, you know, have, you know, this rendezvous. A roll
she's
in the
really
hay,
hateable.
If you will. Forgive my horseplay. Yeah.
I don't think you know what horseplay is.
Oh, I know horseplay.
All the side characters are very, like, they don't really have their own motivation. They don't have their own arcs. Like the Tanner Bukes has a best friend who's a lesbian who ends up like in relationships with her best friend, the one who's not evil.
Mm-hmm.
And like really nothing comes of that.
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen that explored a little more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Because you'd think they would double date.
Yeah. The scene should end on like double date, like, you know, more of a traditional, like, They're at KFC and there's like, you know, they're at McDonald's.
Just
they're
to
having
be clear,
like
not
McFlurries.
Karen from Canada's house.
No, they're not. That's like they're not going all the way to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, you know, this product placement. They're at Steak and Shake and they're like they're sharing a milkshake and it's a double date. And like that's the movie ends. And like, oh, we're really traditional teens. We're not, you know, we're not just influencers. We could be normal teens like
So things are going great. Cameron and Paget, they are like really hitting it off. They go to the 20s party, but then like I was a little uncomfy about JVD, the ex-boyfriend. They bring the sister who's what, like a 10th grader, maybe a 9th grader, and they bring her to the party, and she like is like off like making out with JVD, who seems like in his mid 20s.
How old do you think that actor is?
24.
So JVD, is he 24? Peyton Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's only 22. He's just an old looking.
Only 22. Okay.
Old soul.
Either way, but then it's like, yeah, they were making out, and then he was like going for more, according to the story, and he got hit with the pool ball, and then they have to have a fist fight.
Yeah. No, he's a jerk.
It's not real.
Yeah. He sucks.
Yeah. Call the police.
Yeah. No, or they should just beat him up with all the, like, taking all the pool balls and just
take his followers away.
That's true. Can you do that? Can you take someone's follower away?
I mean, you should. He just keeps getting more popular.
How would you take it? Like, I guess you could take his phone and have him like block everybody. Wait, like shadow ban himself?
I think that they should deplatform him.
He should be deplatformed. I agree. He should be deplatformed. But like, how would you do that in person? I guess you could just like, you could like block all his followers.
Then hey, Twitter, I'd like to file a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They're the biggest bully.
I don't think he's so big on Twitter is the problem.
Could you deplatform him?
I don't think these kids are on Twitter at all.
Okay, so what is it? Instagram?
Probably
TikTok?
Instagram and TikTok, yeah.
Yeah. Hi, TikTok. I'd like to levy a complaint?
Yeah, I think you would levy a complaint. You're not lobbying a complaint.
I'd like to levy a complaint against the bully at the school.
Hi, TikTok. That's how you'd start the conversation.
Hmm.
You think there's a contact? Like, let's see if we could call TikTok. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Customer support. Yep. Hi, TikTok.
Yep.
I don't see a phone number for TikTok.
Okay.
But yeah, you should be. There should be like a deplatforming number where you could call.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
much easier to deplatform.
Cameron Paget. They are hitting it off. He takes her to his dark room, which I kind of feel like was a metaphor. If I'm gonna be, I mean, I don't want to get. Read too much between the lines, but like, mm-hmm. that's like his secret place that he said he wouldn't even let his grandma into, brought her into his dark room, where he's like ready to like open up and let her in, where, you know, he's not going to let just anybody do that. And he also tells her she's like, hey, you should show your pictures to people. Like you can make money. I don't care about money.
Yeah. This guy rules. First of all, you should be like, I don't care about money. I've got this rich girlfriend.
See, you think he rules? I thought you would say that this just goes to prove why he's a loser. I thought you only respect people with plenty of money.
It is true. That is true. I don't actually respect him. I was just being polite.
Yeah. And then it's Make Out City. And then he says to her, or she's like, I have something to tell you. He's like, no, I can't. I don't want to hear it.
Make Out City.
Yeah. Population 2.
Oh no. Oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of makeouts in this movie.
Yeah, like it's a kids' movie, so that's about as far as we're gonna get. Yeah.
It's not a great date movie. Because then you have an awkward conversation about like, well, who's the loser and who's the popular person?
Oh, in your relationship?
Yeah. Because everybody's
like, who do we make over?
Yeah, everybody's either the popular person or the loser.
Mm. Yeah. There's two types of people in this world.
Everybody in this world is either a popular person or a loser.
Mm-hmm. And no relationship can have both. You can't have like two losers cannot date. You can't have a mixed marriage.
Well, no, you could. You could. But all you do is just commiserate about like, oh, aren't all the popular people stupid? And if two popular people are together, it's like you're neither of you are happy. You're always just thinking about like, oh, boy, how can I be more popular? But you need a loser to like be like, oh, this is what life is all about.
Yeah. And also someone you want to make them over eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I'm going to turn this loser into a winner.
It's like, yeah, this person is a loser, but I can make them into my loser.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He's our loser.
It's a project. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think. I only had, you know, one significant relationship in my life, and I'm clearly the loser.
The loser compare, you're saying compare it to the other person, but that doesn't mean you're a loser in general. You might be less cool than someone.
It might. I'm only talking about me.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're a loser. I think your wife is cooler than you, but that doesn't make you a loser.
Did my wife make a bet with somebody, I'm wondering?
That's interesting. You want to text her and ask her?
Let me
a bet. Well, the famous line in the movie is this just the effing bet? And then both move.
Yeah.
That's the line.
That's the line. Yeah.
So if you ask her, she'll know what you're talking about. If she doesn't know what you're talking about, then like you're in the clear, I think.
Yeah. I mean, that look, joke's on her. Right?
At this point, committing to the bit, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Or the bet. Right. So, all right. They go, okay. He wants to take her to the prom. And then, he's in the running for prom king because he beat up JVD. And so he's in the running for the prom king, and then he has to prom-pose. Akiva, did you know about prom-posals?
I've heard of it. Now, I didn't have a prom in my school.
Yeah. Should we offer that to the listeners, either of this podcast or of Bubble Boys, where Rob and Akiva will help you prom-pose?
Because they make a big deal out of it in the show, and then his prom-posal sucks, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that impressive.
How would we do it? What would be like? What would you like? Would it be? I mean, you don't want to be on video, so it'd have to be.
I could
like
be on video for a proposal.
For a proposal, okay. Mm-hmm. And then what are we? What are we doing?
I mean, I've done a couple birthday videos with people.
How do you do a birthday video with people?
Like someone would be like, "Allie, can you do record a?" Or like someone, "Can you record a birthday message?" And then I, like, you know, you're just like, so it's the same thing. It's like, "Hey, Jason. Sarah wants to go to the prom with you. If you want to go to the prom, let her know." That's it.
And that's it. Well, what's my line?
Oh, well, you're the one who said, "Hey, Jason."
Mm-hmm. "Hey, Jason.
Sarah wants to go to the prom with you. If you want to go to the prom, let her know."
And then
you think we'll workshop that?
Let us know if we're going to put it on the wheel.
Mm-hmm. So, like, in this scenario, I think both members of the couple would have to be listeners to the show to get it. But also, like, you think there's high school friends who, like, both listen to the podcast? It seems unlikely.
But maybe when Seinfeld is on Netflix, all the high school kids are going to have to watch it.
All the kids. Oh, I can't believe the kids are going to be in the Seinfeld in a few weeks. It's wild.
It's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
That the popularity of this movie should tell you. If this movie went in theaters and wasn't on Netflix, he's all that was in theater. Well, what would it have made at the box office?
$50.
$50, right. It would have been, direct to, streaming. If this movie was on HBO Max, how many people would have watched it?
No one, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't know it existed at this point.
No one.
We'd hear 3 years later, "Do you know, Rob, they made a
spiritual sequel to She's All That? It's called He's All That?
I don't believe it. Should we put it on the wheel?
Is on Instagram Live?
I'd be like, "Should we put it on the wheel?" And you'd say like, "No, I don't think anybody knows about it." And
never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's on Netflix. Boom. That's what's going to happen to Seinfeld.
We could be at the forefront of that. What's up here? So we throw this podcast in the garbage, basically, is what you're saying.
No.
And then we go over to the Bubble Boys.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
But just bear with me for a second.
Yeah.
We go there and we're going to start, and then someone's going to Wally Pip us and have a more popular one right away. Then we're going to be stuck like losers having to come back.
That's
the rude app. Be like, "Remember us, guys?"
No. Stop. That we are Lou Gehrig in this scenario.
No.
Yeah, Wally Pip are the whatever is the most popular Seinfeld podcast today.
Okay, I don't think there are any.
Yeah, we're about to Lou Gehrig this thing.
Lou Gehrig died at 37. Jeez,
but he accomplished a lot.
He accomplished a lot.
Mm-hmm. So
you want to hear something creepy?
I mean, not particularly.
Yeah, well, you're going to have
something pleasant.
I'm the exact number of days old that Lou Gehrig was when he died. Because he's 17 days before his 38th birthday, he died.
Okay, well, what does that
tell
you?
And I'm 17 days before my 30th.
What does that tell you?
I got to be careful for the next 5 hours, what it tells me. That would be bad.
Mm-hmm. Look.
He only made the 37.
Look, I'm just saying that the universe is speaking to you.
Okay. What is it saying?
It's all coming together.
All right. We're going to end up like giving ourselves like 5 podcasts.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
and this isn't Survivor starting soon?
Look, I'm going to be sitting in this chair talking into this microphone all day anyway. It just mm-hmm. is a matter of what am I going to be talking about?
Yeah. What feed are we putting in? And basically is all we're arguing at this point. What if we do a test run? We do one episode of The Bubble Boys 1 week.
Well, how do we do that? It's not on Netflix yet.
Not now. We wait a few weeks.
We wait a few weeks until it's on Netflix, and then we blow the time when it's the hottest time to have it.
I'm confused. When do you want to do The Bubble Boys podcast?
October 1st.
That's what I'm saying. October 1st, we drop a Seinfeld pilot podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe we skip Renap that week. And we start a new feed. It's called The Bubble Boys.
Okay.
And then we see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
If we do boffo numbers at the box office, we're number one. Then we're like, all right, we got something here.
Yeah.
And if not, we come crawling back to this guy and, you know, act like nothing ever happened. That's the
all
plan.
Right, that's the hedge.
Then we'll hedge our bets.
Yeah. Okay.
But now if the Seinfeld thing is a smash, then it's like, well, what about the wheel? Then we'll worry about that.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a future problem.
And also, we're like, Seinfeld's only 180 episodes, and it's not on Netflix forever. Like Hulu spent like $10 trillion; mm-hmm. they only got it for like 2 years. You know,
mm-hmm.
so we could come back here eventually.
Should we do one episode a week? I mean, I feel like that people are gonna get a little bored with Seinfeld after.
What does that mean? Should we do one?
I don't think people are gonna be sitting there for 180 weeks. We might.
They already did once.
We might need to speed up the process.
Well, what do you want to do? One episode of the podcast is 2 episodes of Seinfeld? Like we already did.
We gotta think about it. Look, we gotta workshop this.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Hey, we might need a third podcast, just a workshop podcast.
Maybe we could get a makeover.
It's too bad Survivor.
A makeover to the Seinfeld post show recap. Like that's basically, you know, we need Padge mm-hmm. to come in.
You call her Padge?
And that's
I can't find one human being named Padgett that's a first name. It's only a last.
Maybe Padgett, I wonder maybe if you unscramble it, it says something else.
You think that it's like it's just a last name. I think it's like standard practice is like, all right, you know, nobody has his name. It's easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jet. Get Pad.
Get Pad.
Get Pad.
Get Pad.
Adapt.
Adapt. No.
Yeah, adapt.
No, there's no second A. I don't know what the spelling is of Padgett.
Adept.
Adept.
He's adept.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I don't
adept
know.
GP.
What do we do? An adept GP.
All right. So the jerk friend comes back. Mm-hmm. And then we got the promposal going on. Like, oh, wait, aren't you going to tell him that you made a bet with me that you could find the biggest loser in the school and then turn him into a total hottie that would be the prom king because you said that you could do that with anybody?
And she's like, don't say it.
No!
But she already said it.
Yeah.
She already said it. Like, I want to tell him privately, but
wait,
he won't hear it privately.
Effing bet?
I'm just a bet.
Hmm. If this was me, hypothetically,
mm-hmm. yeah.
the biggest loser in the school.
Yeah. Okay.
And the most popular girl in my high school.
Yes.
Befriended
went
me,
out of
gave
her
me
way.
A makeover, yeah. made me super popular.
And made out with you at least
took
once.
Took me to Makeout City. I'm trying to think, would I be upset?
Nah, it would be the best day of your life, I think.
I'd
be like, you made this bet about me. It's even better than just randomly picking me.
I think I'd be, but, oh wait. So are we over now? Because
and you're like, not over. She still wants to stay with you.
Like I would like I think I'm okay with this. I think I'm a little hurt.
He overreacted.
You can make it up to me.
Yeah, one bucket of KFC and you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's different. I guess that's why, you know, he is in touch with his feelings.
Mm-hmm. That's why he's so unpopular. Yeah. Like, feelings are out.
He's just going to go sulk. But then I don't really understand what she's doing here. She's like, well, I'm going to go to the dance anyway. My mom is the chaperone. I guess I have to go anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works. If your mom's mm-hmm. chaperone, you must go to the dance.
They go to the dance. They have a huge dance off, which I'm like, this is weird.
It has nothing to do with the rest of the movie. It's like a 10-minute.
This was also part of the original film, also, that there is a long dance off, but this went on for, you know.
This is a dance off. That was more of like everyone's dancing, and
should
it's like
Jimmy
a dance
Fallon
scene.
Have come in and introduced the dance off?
He could have been like, hey, I'm on my way to work, guys. But,
here's the history of dance, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's your Jimmy Fallon.
It's just like a affable guy.
Yeah, and he's like laughing at his own jokes also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I bet he probably could have got Freddie Prinze Jr. If Fallon committed, I think they would have got FPJ.
So you think Freddie Prinze Jr. is like, is Fallon in?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, no. He's like, I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me do a Google search. Freddie Prinze Jr., Jimmy Fallon. Maybe there's some connective tissue.
Addison Rae's bigger than like.
You want to hear Freddie Prinze Jr.'s biggest FML moment?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. From.
Do you have any? You have to have an FML story. Everyone.
Yeah, that sucks to have to tell that story.
Come on.
TV.
People want to hear it though.
Oh wow. Okay. Most humiliating.
So, just for the record, when we have Freddie Prinze Jr. in the podcast, we would never put him on the spot and say, "Tell me your biggest FML story."
Would we tell him beforehand he would have to do it, you mean?
We would just like, Freddie, we just want to make you totally comfortable. We're not going to we're not going to put you on the spot.
Yeah. Freddie, like, what's the time you were like the biggest winner?
Yeah. Like, you know. Tell. So he like, well, what's the opposite of FML?
Mm-hmm.
MML?
What's that stand for?
Marry my life.
So F is the opposite of effing is marrying.
I mean, that in my experience, I mean,
I think that's when he was married to Sarah. This guy married Sarah Michelle Gellar.
What's the opposite of FML?
Would you rather be married to Sarah Michelle Gellar or Sarah Jessica Parker?
SMG.
Because they both had very long Hollywood marriages.
Mm-hmm.
Props to both of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But we'll figure out. Maybe the listeners can tell us what's the opposite of FML. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Is it LMF?
What's L?
It's the opposite. It's FML backwards.
Oh, it's just flipping it? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What was Freddie Prinze Jr.'s biggest F? I hope it wasn't on the set of this
whoever
movie.
Gives us the best answer gets to be a guest on Bubble Boys one.
Should we put FML on the wheel? Are people give us their best FML stories?
Yes. Yeah, I would do it. Honestly, I would put that on.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what Freddie Prinze Jr.'s is like.
Mm-hmm. So I was 17 years old, full of testosterone.
Wow.
Post-pubescent. All right. Post.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
TMI.
I had hair in the right places. And there was this. I did.
Balance cracking up.
This, you're back. You're back.
You're back, baby.
We got that cover. Well, I don't know. Look, I don't know.
There was this girl. Her name was Jamie. I won't say her last name in case she's married with kids now. But I had a big time.
Then it would be no problem to say her name if she's married with kids. Because she would have a different name, probably. Not like to be, you know, whatever. But just odds are she would have a much
different
name.
Jamie's watching. Jamie might be the biggest Fallon stan. We might have Jamie on the podcast soon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
that's not Maddie's mom, Jamie.
Soccer girls. And she came over to my house to talk to me. So I was like, ooh, that's like the first. I was a loser in high school. Girls didn't talk to the guy that played.
Relatable. Relatable mm-hmm. content from
not for
FBJ.
Me, not yeah. for me, but I've heard that
Dungeons and Dragons and thought karate was cool. Now it's like, ooh, the UFC. Oh, he played video games. So do I. But back then,
Kiva would still think that you were a loser.
Yeah, he's big though. He could take me. I think he's like tall.
Not cool.
You're not cool now.
So Jamie comes over to the house and I'm talking to her on the front porch. My mom had like the greenest thumb ever. Even in Albuquerque, New Mexico, she could grow anything. And she had this giant barrel that she was going to fill with soil and put some plants in and make look nice. And I'm spitting my best 16-year-old game to this girl
thumb.
And trying to talk about everything that I don't like to be cool. Because if I mention something I'm passionate about, she's gone.
Yeah.
So I'm.
Jamie sounds kind of like a jerk.
Mm,
jerky
yeah.
Jamie.
I don't want to hear the things you like. I only want to hear like the things, you know, you're not passionate about.
Okay, boy, where's the FML coming, FBJ?
I'm talking to her, and it's going great. Like, everything's cool, and she's like, oh, yeah, na-da-da. She had blonde hair and freckles and real cute.
Oh, she's blonde hair.
One step backwards.
And freckles.
And the barrel was behind me. And your body, you know how, like, you see the body just fold up like this?
So, like a flip phone.
Now, I got Air Jordans on, so no matter what, it'll look cool. But when your legs go straight up in the air, and you're literally kissing your knees... It's the worst, and she's going, oh, God, I'm so sorry, let me help you. And yeah, your male pride's like, no, I got it, just please go, please leave.
That's actually hard to get out of that situation, yeah.
FML.
Yeah.
So
that's
true.
That's the FML moment.
So true. Fallon must laugh, more like.
Pretty good.
He went right into the barrel. I bet his mom was pissed, too.
I mean, he didn't mention that part of the story because I think he was really trying to get with that Jamie. I don't think, you know, his mom was his priority then, but yeah.
Jamie must have
FML
been like,
moment. What is your FML moment? Send it in. And worst comes to worst, we'll use it on the Seinfeld podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Jamie is like, check, please. I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And she's probably kicking herself. FML. I mean, yeah. Freddie Prinze Jr. went on to be very successful.
Probably tells everybody like that. I was going to be that would have been me. And also, like, yeah, he's a catch. Like, he stuck with her through thick and thin. They would still be married.
Yeah. Jamie's FML moment must have been when she broke up with Freddie Prinze Jr. after
that, right.
He just fell in a barrel one time.
Ironically, say two versions of the same story. It's like Rashomon or whatever.
Okay. What happens at the dance? Oh, so the prom king is JVD, the douche. Prom queen ends up being Padge. And she then like gives like a big speech.
So I don't know, like I don't know if you were at your prom. Were you at your prom? Like the winner gets to do a PowerPoint. So like that's what she does.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Yeah, she literally busts out like, I know I was gonna win. I guess I worked it out with like the AV club or whatever, like the nerds who I made vote for me. Here's my PowerPoint, you know? And then she does a PowerPoint. At the front.
I'm Padgett Sawyer. Mm. This was me. But this is the real me. This is where I'm actually poor.
Mm-hmm. I
bet you wouldn't have voted for me if you would have seen just how
my mom was
my
a
mom
nurse.
Makes.
Unless like it was post-COVID, then like nurses are in again.
I mean, this might have been, I don't know, like maybe this is like the start of COVID because my mom seemed overworked.
It's a good point.
Maybe it's like, post-COVID, but you know.
It's like February. They don't know yet like what it is, but it's, you know, people.
It might have been like June. Like remember, like there was like 1 week where there was like no COVID, but.
They would have talked. It would have come up at least once during the movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a mask in sight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a wise man once said, high school is just a bunch of scared people pretending that they're not.
Yep.
It's time for me to go find that guy.
Bill Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? Is high school just a bunch of scared people running around like they're not?
Yeah, probably. Sounds accurate.
Sounds like Earth.
Everyone's pretending to be something.
Yeah. So they end up having a replacement prom queen, Celeste.
She rejects the... Like, she can't broke the actually wheel. Be the prom queen. She can't be the prom queen because she's actually poor. They need a new prom queen.
Yeah. All right. So she goes, and then wait, what does the DJ start playing?
Here's me.
They brought it back.
Were we talking about this song last week?
Yes.
Oh, because it was in the trailer. Is that how it came up?
No, that's the famous song from She's All That.
Oh, okay, fine. That's what
they
that's
brought
how it came
back.
Up.
Okay. Sixpence, None the Richer.
Well, they didn't bring them back. I think this is a cover.
Is a cover? So really, I mean,
they
in
couldn't afford
true sense,
Sixpence.
Sixpence turned out to be None the Richer from the
that's
royalties.
Right.
Yeah,
they couldn't afford six more pence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it was the remix.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cameron goes off. And they go, like, what would you say? This is, like, more like a gap year that they have? Like, they seem like she sort of, like, rejects the whole system.
I think it's the summer.
Are
think
they
it's like the
travel
summer
bloggers
before
now? travel TikTokers?
She says she's like pivoted because at the beginning in the movie, she is a fashion makeup person. But like that's her passion for that is really never addressed again after the first two minutes.
Oh, interesting. So what you're saying, the moral of the story here is, yeah, sure, you have some notoriety from doing one specific thing, but maybe it's time to do a big pivot to something else that might lead to bigger and better things.
Basically.
Mm.
But like, is there any practical way
that we could apply that lesson?
I don't remember the scene in this movie where like she had already done, like she had been to Lisbon and Paris and like now she's just doing it again.
Like that love of travel that and that she rekindled it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, Addison Rae, she's now another big time blogger.
Yeah.
And like, guess what, guys? Stay tuned because he's going to take some pictures tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like that's what the kids love. They want to see his picture.
Yeah. So. This movie was fine.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a fun time watching this.
Yeah.
I get why my daughter watches six times in a week.
I would watch it five more times.
Should we put that on the wheel? Because I tried to do that with freaking Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? Mm-hmm. You want to add this podcast? You got to do all the things I've been trying to do for the last 3 years.
I'll bucket list and do them all in the next 24 hours.
We're not bucket list. We're going to watch Groundhog Day mm-hmm. five times
mm-hmm.
on 1X.
Yeah. I have to go complete all the side missions of this podcast.
Scum.
Yep.
Cats.
Done. Done.
What else we got?
Get me an energy drink and put a pot of coffee on. I'll knock them all mm-hmm. out before the end of the weekend. Oh, it's my wife's birthday.
Okay. Is that good for the podcast or bad? Yeah.
Not the best weekend to sort of knock out all of the side projects.
I mean, maybe she can help you.
Hmm.
I mean, if you tell her this podcast is going to end, if she helps you, I think she'll be very motivated to help.
Maybe.
You want to ask her if we should do Seinfeld again or stick with her nap? See what she says?
Yeah, you want me to text her?
I mean, she's technically like a shareholder in this podcast. Like yeah, I'll
text her right now.
Mm-hmm.
See what she says. Hmm. All right, let me just get her number right here. Okay. Should I keep... Do you think she'll know RENAP if I just use the abbreviation?
Try it. I think she knows the abbreviation.
Yeah.
I mean,
or, start doing, a Seinfeld recap with Akiva.
Do another Seinfeld recap.
Start doing another Seinfeld. Recap with Kiva when I'm sure I was a faster texter. I could type so much faster.
You notice in the movie Addison Rae says, should I send you an SMS? Is that what the kids are calling it?
Is texting copyrighted?
You think the word text is copyrighted? She's literally just gonna send you an SMS.
I don't think that. I am trying to guess why she said SMS. Maybe that's what kids are saying.
That's what I'm asking. I could ask like my daughter or something. Like, is that what the kids are talking about? They send each other SMSs.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was like the original name for texting, and now we're past that.
Hmm. Was that based off of like SOS? Like you send a message like help, help.
I think it. Like, I don't think it's based off it. I think that's what it is. Yes.
Hmm. Hmm.
It saved our ship. It's because it's like social. Like,
yeah,
it's
just not my ship. Save my ship.
Hmm.
Hmm. All right.
Akiva. We'll see what Nicole says. Yeah.
Let's see what Nicole says. Anything else about she's all that, he's all that? There was a lot of a connective tissue. I thought it was funny that the name of the school was like the, what is it? It's like they're like the Cali High Earthquakes. But then in the original film, that was also the name of the team for the school.
What was it?
The Earthquakes.
Yeah, that is a funny name.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the school. The school is like this very fancy school where the principal makes $45,000. So yeah. I guess they have.
Well, maybe they didn't update that from the original. That might have been like a throwback to the original film.
Oh, do you think in the original movie, the principal says he makes 45 grand? So they just wanted to keep it like, you mm-hmm. know, that's possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, Lainey Boggs is kind of a gross sounding name.
That's the name of us of Rachel Lee Cook in the movie.
Yeah. Lainey Boggs. Was her dad Wade Boggs, do you think?
I don't think her dad was Wade Boggs. Otherwise, she would have been like one of the more popular kids in school.
Why?
I mean, the least popular.
I mean,
kids love Wade Boggs these days.
They do.
And also, like, that you could have had the KFC tie-in. Didn't eat chicken before every game.
He did eat chicken. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although, ironically, Wade Boggs, I think, was afraid of horses. And there's a lot of horse play in this movie.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, was he on the team when the Yankees won the World Series? Then there's the horse on the field?
Yes.
But Charlie Hayes was on the horse,
But then he rode the horse.
Oh, he was afraid of horse and he rode
his fear. Yeah.
That's a beautiful story.
I mean, you know, we might have to check the sources with Michael J. Clark on that one.
I don't think he was rooting for the Yankees yet because they hadn't won any World Series. I guess the second they won that World Series, 96, that's when he's on board.
All right. Keeves all that. There you go. Mm-hmm. Is this one of the best podcast episodes or the worst?
I
think we'll hear both, I think.
Yeah, some people will say one. Well, people are going to be very mad that we're talking about breaking up format or whatever.
But, then some people will come back. Think of all the people we used to hear from all the time on the Seinfeld podcast that we never hear from.
It was like the same eight people. You know what I mean? I hear what you're saying. I think probably they also listen to this, too.
Not as much.
Not like that one they listen to like 10, 12 times. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Okay, Akiva. Mm-hmm. When we were recapping Seinfeld in 2014 through 2018, we were talking about a show that had been off the air for, 17 years?
Okay.
Okay? Now we are going to be talking about a show that everybody is watching because it's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I'm willing to give it a try.
Mm-hmm. Just think about it. Mull it over. Do we have a mailbag today?
We'll do a quick one. Very quick.
All right.
I gotta go.
This just in. All right. What do you think the first lady of podcasting had to say?
I think she chose option C. It was like, don't do either.
She said, do you have anything new to say about it? It seems like you'd just be repeating yourselves. Well, we don't remember what we said.
Literally, I couldn't tell you one thing that happened. Like, the only
Akiva
thing...
Akiva has a better microphone. I have the same one, ironically. But Akiva has a better microphone and a better connection.
At least in the first 20 episodes.
His connection was garbage.
And we have a better connection.
When we started.
You and I have a much better connection now.
A personal connection?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
We barely knew each other at the beginning.
I know, but it's kind of new.
We're strangers.
Yeah.
Oh, so now it's like...
Exploring.
Now it's like... Now what are we?
Still good.
Yeah, I think things are good, but now you're trying to keep it fresh.
Now, yeah.
We started podcasting in 2014. Do you know what this is, Rob?
Do I know what year it is?
No, do you know what you have right now? You have the 7-year itch.
Oh, is this the 7-year itch?
This is a 7-year itch.
7-year itch, like, and I'm trying to keep it fresh and go back to the start.
Yeah, basically.
Mm. Yeah.
Been doing this for 7 years.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we are going to take a quick break, just a commercial break. Don't get any ideas, people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to come back and do a mailbag. Talk about what's coming up. What do you guys have to say? Are you out of ideas? We'll find out. If you are, maybe it's time for a Seinfeld recap.
That's a threat.
When we come back, right after this. All right, Akiva. So nobody's starting Seinfeld from episode one and watching all the way through. Okay. People are going to cherry pick their episodes. Well, what if we just bounced around on the Bubble Boys?
So like a worse version of our old podcast.
Worse version.
We're like last time, at least we took Seinfeld seriously.
Yeah. We're just going to talk about the ones we like. We're not going to watch all the bad ones.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I mean, because like then what is it?
We started top 25 episodes, baby.
That was my idea.
I said, full circle.
Here's what happened.
What happened?
This is instead of the mail. Here's what happened. I emailed Rob, famous, you know, everyone knows the story, blah, 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 blah. We're going to do the podcast. But then I said, let's just do the top 25. And Rob's like, no. I want to commit the next 4 years of my life to this show that will never make us $1. I was like, fine, let's do it.
Yeah.
And
what went wrong?
No, I mean, we probably lost money, but yeah, other than that, it was you nailed it.
So it's only a success if we made money?
No. It was a success. I think the Seinfeld podcast was a success. We started it. We finished it. People liked it. Did a lot of people like it? I don't know. I never saw any numbers, but yeah. It wasn't.
Because it wasn't on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Imagine being Hulu. Listening to this conversation. You're like the CEO of Hulu and you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah. Hulu. Just the experiment's over. It didn't work.
Drop it.
It didn't work.
You think Hulu should Netflix buy Hulu and like take the stuff they like and
sell your catalog to Netflix for 50 cents on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be, that's the best advice I have for you.
What about HBO Max? Should that stick around?
The thing I like about HBO Max is that, if you can give me the first run movies, sorry, Scarlett Johansson. But if you're going to say, if I don't have to go to the movie theater and I can watch a new movie, you got something. What's Hulu got? What's the biggest show on Hulu? Season 11 of Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah, I was, what's it called? I was watching, there's a show, I read one like comic book in my life besides Archie's. It was called Why the Last Man.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've been talking for like 15 years. It was going to be like Joseph Gordon-Levitt about making this TV show. And it's been in development hell forever.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know they made it. And Seppenwald just tweeted about it a few hours ago.
Okay.
And you know what it's on? Hulu. After 15 years of bouncing around, you'd think, like, is it going to be a movie? Is it going to be, like, this big show on...
Peacock?
You know, it's on FX on Hulu.
FX on Hulu. Yeah, I mean, I'm a Hulu.com/welcome. Front page is Bob's Burgers, the United States versus Billie Holiday... Nine Perfect Strangers, which I heard is Poor Man's White Lotus, and Billions. That's the which Matt Rushmore Showtime. Of Hulu right now.
Jeez. That's rough.
Yeah.
Maybe they'd like to buy a little show called The Bubble Boys. And put that.
Well, why would they buy a... they've just lost it. It's like, hey, we lost the rights to Seinfeld, but we have acquired...
Exactly.
A Seinfeld recap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because people are still going to be searching Seinfeld for a while.
On Hulu. One's on video sometimes.
I mean, I'll be on video for Hulu money. How about this? Well, because Hulu
the other guy will be on video, but the video will be coming from a different computer than he is using the microphone on.
That's not usually what I do. So when Hulu bought Seinfeld, they did like a thing, and the other Seinfeld podcast, they used those guys.
Yeah.
So maybe like Netflix
them
wants
in a negative
to use
way?
Us.
That's not right.
No. They promoted them. They had them in their material.
And
so
by
what
the way,
if we?
This is not an anti-other Seinfeld podcast angle.
Mm. No.
No.
They're fine, but yeah, I think we just want to be.
Never had any interaction with any other Seinfeld podcasters.
It's true. We never did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even know if we're considered Seinfeld podcasts.
Well,
anymore.
We're not.
And that's been really bothering you recently.
I mean, were we there first?
We were there first.
But nobody recognizes
And now you
want to
be there last.
Now we're back.
Okay. I don't know. This is a wild one. This is a wild one.
Yeah.
I got ideas coming in.
Oh, hey, everybody that skipped this episode. Thought you weren't going to miss anything?
You do. That's how we'll promote it. You do not want to miss a very special episode.
He's all that. Well, I'm not a teenager. I don't need to listen to that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh yeah? Well, we just
really for
mapped
tweens,
out the
I
next
think.
3 years of Robin Akiva.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you call it, Robin Akiva?
What should I call
it? Okay. Well, I guess the Bubble Boys really is what we're mapping out technically.
I mean, I'm talking about, you know, the
extended universe.
Yeah.
Robin Akiva universe. David Young.
Like Cheech and David Chong. Like they were in
David
lots
Young.
Of different movies. Right.
His idea is Robin Akiva get kissed.
Yes.
Robin Akiva watched the hit Kissing Booth trilogy on Netflix.
Oh, see, I thought we were going to listen to all of the music from Kiss.
We could do that in the mailbag. I don't really like
music
Kiss.
In the mail pack.
No, I don't really like Kiss, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. What if we just did the face paint?
Are we on? What if we're? But we're just audio. Like we, I will do. I will. So, I will do.
All
face
right. So
paint.
Let's talk. Well, we're talking about the Kissing Booth movies, but we're wearing face paint like Kiss.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, go if on. People like this, then I think we could do the Kissing Booth trilogy because your theory, and maybe this should be a podcast on your network. People love Netflix. So like this would be, maybe this is Chappelle's new show. It's like, what's on Netflix every week? It's a different Netflix thing.
Okay. Watching Netflix, I actually Chappelle. Think that this is one of the better ideas you've ever had.
Yeah. Because like we could do the Kissing Booth trilogy. If people like this episode, we could do, I don't know.
Maybe
we do
Netflix would buy us.
Yeah. I mean, we're looking for an exit strategy. Again,
okay, main here, goal is podcast. I already got it. I already got it.
Obtain generational wealth.
The name of the podcast is Nothing But Netflix.
All right. Well, good night, everybody. We're not going to we've already built $2 billion brands tonight with the Bubble Boys and Nothing But Netflix.
Oh, that's got to be taken, right?
It doesn't matter. We will usurp that name.
Mm-hmm.
We will be conquerors and we will take that name from another podcast, unless it's really popular, in which case we're not going to mess with that.
Yeah. Okay. No, I think that's already got taken.
You think it's like, let's see. Nothing But Netflix.
I don't know how many, I don't know if it's been, if it like popular, but I definitely think that has been.
No, has I don't been, see. I don't like, I searched Nothing But Netflix podcast and nothing comes up.
Okay.
So I think we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing But A Bob Thing, a podcast mm-hmm. about Bob Ross.
I don't know if people have, like, I think that people have used that's at least been the title of a podcast.
Of an episode. But that's fine. This is going to be a whole series, Nothing But mm-hmm. Netflix.
Yeah.
We got something here, Nothing But Netflix.
Mm hmm. Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, what's not to like?
Yeah, no, people think 7 years in or Robin Akiva, they're getting stale. No, we're just getting begun. We're just getting started. this is like 0.0.
I mean, Akiva. Like, we got to help Survivor, Jeff Probst retires and maybe they wrap it up after Survivor 42 so we could get to all these other podcasts I do.
It is true. It is. It's Survivor is a little bit in our way,
holding us back.
It is a problem. The show that everyone sort of like, you know, mm-hmm. watches. Like the I
either
agree.
That if or they gotta get more seasons on Netflix.
Now let's say like, okay, so it's like Chappelle and me, we're doing like Nothing But Netflix. You could come on when you want.
Wait, how have I been kicked off of Nothing?
Oh, you
want to
do Nothing But Netflix? Fine. So it's the three of us again. Now, people would be like, well, why is there no woman? And like, I don't have the boys excuse. Mm-hmm. So I guess we're the Nothing But Netflix boys, just in case anybody asks. Mm-hmm. That's her. And then, but if Survivor is on Netflix, are we also covering Survivor? I'm wondering.
Are there new episodes? Are there new episodes?
Like,
of Survivor,
like, hey, we're dropping season 16 of Survivor. And then like, we'd have to cover it.
So Survivor fans versus favorites just got dropped on Netflix. Are we covering it on? We can.
We have to, I think.
Yeah.
It's Netflix news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's new to Netflix. Yeah.
So I just see this tweet. So you're in this fantasy football league.
I am. Which one?
And people can like bet on you to like win.
I'm in a lot of fantasy football leagues right now.
Let me see this. So,
yeah.
Or a lot of people betting on Rob
to
win? I
don't know.
Yeah, I think people are.
I mean, they should.
They should? Well, you have a good team? So
no,
and then if they
I,
bet
I,
on
I,
you.
You're talking about the Survivor Fantasy Football League.
Yeah, it's you and a bunch of survivors.
I mean, I think I'm probably one of the top five players in that league.
Mm-hmm. I see who got the least bets, but I won't throw them out.
Yeah. Like I've played with this group before. For the most part, I know who's actually who's good and who's not.
You win.
I won the last year that we had. That we took a year off.
Oh, you didn't do it last year.
They didn't do it last year.
Should we spin the wheel?
Well, we I don't think we had one high pitch.
We had two ideas. We came up with two new podcasts.
We came
two
up with
series
new podcasts.
On this.
Sure.
Some weeks.
But the idea is that we get a submission. Like, we didn't talk about one old idea or one new idea.
I said Robin and Akiva get kissed. That's on the wheel.
I don't even know what the Kissing Booth movie is.
It's a very, very, very popular trilogy on Netflix.
What is
My
it
daughter
about?
Loves it.
What is it about? Just
like rom-coms.
Scene? Like, okay,
it's like,
we'll watch that. I guess it's on Netflix.
It's teen rom. First of all, it's popular. It's on Netflix. You can't
I will
go
say
wrong.
The
it's
last like thing rom-com. We did that about that was on Netflix, though. I feel like was not like a hot, but we talked about what was,
what
the
was
picture
that
Aniston. By the way, Aniston was the name of the woman that the douche boyfriend was cheating with. And she's like,
yes.
Your name is Aniston?
Mm-hmm.
Big a little bit of a shot at Jennifer mm-hmm. Aniston.
Yeah.
Friends is no longer on Netflix. So she's
on Hulu?
I don't know, but she was in that movie with Adam Sandler. I'm not sure if she's persona non grata on Netflix.
That's true.
Yeah. But that being said, so what is the Kissing Booth about?
It's like a teenage rom-com.
Kissing Booth. Kissing Booth 2, Kissing Booth 3. Are we watching on 3X or is it on 1X?
1X, I think.
1X, three movies?
Well, we could do 3X if you want.
Let's see. It's a, this is Kissing Booth 2.
I have not mentioned, by the way, I've been fasting the whole day.
Oh,
technically, the fast is over. If this podcast ends, I can eat.
The fasting and the furious.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's a week before Yom Kippur, which is a 25-hour fast. So mm-hmm. This is like...
How many hours is this?
This was just like 5 a.m. till 7:30 p.m. So it's like 14 hours. So I had like a soup at like 4:30 just to like I woke up just to like sort of cheat it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sometimes I forget to do that.
So 7:30 p.m. is the end of the...
End of, yeah, the fast ends at exactly 7:30 p.m. It started at 5 o'clock a.m.
Mm-hmm. Kissing Booth movies. Are they good?
I mean, it's not... If they were good, like, if they were bad, would they be the most popular things on Netflix? I doubt.
Are they the most popular?
They're very popular.
If you say...
They made three of them.
Sight unseen. Like you say, this is the most popular thing on Netflix, I'm in.
It's like, it's in the top 20.
Top 20?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the most popular. I could get you the Netflix stats. They don't really give out stats. That's another problem.
And when is the third one come out?
It came out.
Yeah, when did it come out?
Like recently.
Oh, August 11th, 2021. Oh, we might have missed the boat.
Oh, but no, but we're doing all three. We're not just doing that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And plus, I'm sure the fourth one will be out in like 6 months anyway. Looking at the
trajectory. All right, we go all in on the Kissing Booth.
Let's see the response to this, but I'm tabling it.
Okay. Let's see what the response is, but I'm mm-hmm. I'm very intrigued.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here's another idea from Tricky.
You ever go in a kissing booth? What do? Are you paying money to kiss people, to get kissed?
I don't think so.
How does it
I
work?
Really don't know. I honestly
I mean,
don't know.
I don't think that that's like appropriate.
We'll find out in the movie.
I'm not a prude. I just feel like
I don't like. I mean, I'm anti-kissing, so I don't want any booth of kissing.
I mean, I don't think I want my kids going in a kissing booth. I wouldn't want like my wife going in a kissing booth.
Definitely not.
So, definitely not. Like, who's it for?
I'm not sure. We're going to find.
Teenagers?
That's why we're going to watch the movie. We don't know anything about kissing booths. We need to learn about kissing booths.
Am I just making it up that you pay money to go in the kissing booth?
I don't think you pay money and go in a kissing booth.
Hmm.
Is it like a photo booth at like bar mitzvahs or something? You go in and like
take
pictures,
there was a little bit of that in this movie. Let's see.
Right.
Should I read a little bit of the plot synopsis or no?
You can.
Should I read? Are we interested now? So, all right. So that Elle and Lee dream up the idea of a kissing booth for their high school fundraiser. During the party, Elle tells the popular OMG girls, that's Olivia, Mia, and Gwyneth. They're the OMG girls. Noah is going to be part of the booth, but Noah denied the request. The kissing booth opens to a roaring crowd and everything goes well until Lee serves as the Flynn family kisser instead of Noah, disappointing the girls. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I'm confused now.
Mm-hmm. I think we're anti-kissing booth.
Let's see what the kids have to say about the kissing booth movies.
Yeah. Maybe they're like, Robin Akiva, you're too old. All we do is go in kissing booths.
Mm-hmm.
We love it. It's fine.
Yeah. It's fine. The Tricky's idea.
Like we're like, hey, we're being a little cautious about it. But maybe the listeners are going to be like,
in the COVID era, it seems like a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Like it seemed,
they shut down the kissing booth in my school, and that was my FML story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can we put that in the waiting room? If we get a few FML, send in your FML stories, please.
Yeah. Do you have FML stories or LMF stories?
Oh, yes. This is from Tricky. It's called 100 Good Deeds for Robin Akiva. In 1999, the show 100 Deeds for Eddie McDowd aired, where a punk kid was turned into a dog and can only turn back into a human after completing 100 good deeds. The show was canceled after only 60 of the 100 deeds were completed.
What's this show called?
100 Deeds for Eddie McDowd. So here's an idea where we watch the show. We could do that. That wasn't my main interest. The question is, could we do an episode of a podcast where you and I do 100 good deeds?
How do we do 100 good deeds on a podcast?
That's what we'd have to find out.
I think we'd be hard-pressed to do two. I mean, I guess how many of those promposals do you think we could do in a podcast?
I mean, I don't think we're going to get any promposal. You know, max one. Like, think of a good deed. All right, like, right now is right now. If it was right now, like, you had to do a good deed, what deed would you do?
Maybe just, like, talk up somebody else's podcast?
That would be a good... Okay, that's one. Mm-hmm. What if you sent your wife flowers?
I
mean,
I think
right
we know
now.
100 people that have podcasts. I think that could just be the
we're
whole
just talking
episode.
About 100. I think that's like, I don't think you could overlap. Like, you have to really like diversify your good deeds. I think.
Mm.
What I hear.
Well, I don't know what other deeds we could be doing on a podcast.
Like, you could like commit money to charity. I mean, in theory, you wouldn't have to give it after.
I mean, it sounds very boring on a podcast.
Mm-hmm. So, hold on. Rob says charity is boring. Sorry.
I think it would be boring to listen to somebody donating money on a podcast.
Okay. All right. So no 100 Ds. We're not doing any good deeds. Sorry, guys.
If people could help us come up with, I mean, maybe that we could, here's where I think would be the interesting podcast is if people were like, if we were reading the list of potential deeds, but I don't think we can do 100 good deeds on a podcast.
Okay. Yeah. Send in a deed ideas.
If people have ideas for deeds.
Yeah,
what would we call that? Rob and Akiva are Mr. Deeds? And we should have to watch Mr. Deeds.
Yes, fine. Okay, that's good. We'll watch Mr. Deeds.
Is it on and Netflix?
And that's a crappy movie.
What was the plot of Mr. Deeds?
While I answer that question, before I answer that question, what a F up of Netflix to not have She's All That streaming. When He's All That is streaming.
Yeah, I mean, how hard was it to get the rights? Has She's All That? Was it HBO Max? Is it just like an FU? Like, no.
Like $50 million. Sorry, still no.
Yeah. Because I was going through the movies on Apple TV the other day of like, what are the, you know, Apple movies that we could rent? And I saw that She's All That was one of the most popular movies.
Okay, so Mr. Deeds, a sweet-natured small-town guy inherits a controlling stake in a media conglomerate and begins to do business his way.
Mm.
It does have a 5.8 on IMDb. It's almost too good for the crappy movie.
Yeah. So I think it's on, you could see it on Amazon, but I don't even know if it's a Prime thing. You have to buy it. Then nobody has it. Freddie Prinze Jr. must be like trying to make sure nobody sees it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Yeah. I did watch the little bit of She's All That I was watching. I don't know if it aged great.
No, I would listen. Speaking of that, this has an age grade. You know what I want to do? Seinfeld. We had problems 7 years ago. With
we did?
Some of the Seinfeld stuff. People were like, they would get mad at us. We're like, we write the show.
Yeah, we'll drag them.
We're just podcasting about it.
Yeah.
We'll drag Jerry and Larry.
Say, we'll have them on if they want. This is a part we didn't like.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we got to spin the wheel.
Okay. All right. No other updates? Nothing else?
I mean, what do people want? We spinning. We have like three different ideas for podcasts coming out of here.
What about like, the Olsen twins?
Let's talk about it next week.
Okay.
All right. I don't even want to commit to things now that I don't even know if this podcast where's going to be in three weeks.
Mm-hmm.
What network we're going to be on? What feed we're going to be in?
Mm-hmm.
I need answers first. Then we'll talk about the Olsen twins.
Okay. So what's the answer? Wait. So you're going to put out a poll?
I don't think I'm going to do the poll.
You're not? How are we going to know?
Oh, I'm going to listen to the pulse.
You have your finger on the pulse.
We're going to have our fingers on the pulse this week more than ever.
Okay. So the fingers on the pulse. I think I can tell you what the finger on the pulse is going to say about this mailbag.
Don't worry about it. We gave him a long episode. I got to go.
All right. All right. Let me just open up the wheel software. Maybe for one of the final times.
You think my wife has like a really good dinner waiting for me when I get out of this since I'm fasting?
I mean, I don't know enough about your home life to, I mean, that I get
guess
the sense
I don't
that,
either.
That,
she's not fasting.
She's not?
No.
Oh, you are just more devout than she is.
Nah, whatever. She didn't, you know, like you don't, it's a minor one. Your doctor says you don't have to fast, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let me see if I can bring up the wheel widget. Okay. Do you think that there will be at least leftovers for you?
I don't even know what they're eating out there. So there could be.
Okay. All right.
Except for anything. I'm starving.
All right. So let's talk about what's coming up in the wheel. Season 3, Episode 7. Boy, it's been a minute since we had Season 3, Episode 7.
Yeah.
The coin flip. Grabby movie diaper. People's choice. Guest choice. Yep. We have no guest. Virgo season.
It's almost Libra at this point, I think.
Mm-hmm. So are we saying it's not in the eligible?
I think it's eligible next. Yeah, one more week. One more week.
Taskmaster.
Yep, that would be fun.
Robin Akiva gets soapy. Robin Akiva need a college athlete.
Okay, that would be cool.
Robin Akiva are hung.
That's fun.
What's my age again?
Yes.
And Robin Akiva write a children's book.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you got more stuff.
What's that?
Reverse Family Feud also.
Oh, Reverse Family Feud is in. Okay.
Yes.
All right, we got to figure that out. Okay.
This is a good wheel. You want to stop the podcast now? This is such a great wheel.
I'm just saying we could still do these podcast ideas.
If you didn't have like this whole empire media conglomerate, like
I mean,
Mr.
let's not get carried
and you had time
away.
For two a week, then we could do two different ones.
Two a week? You have time for that?
I got time for it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got nothing but time here.
I don't think that's true. I think you're going to be very busy when Survivor starts again.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, I don't think we should do two a week, but I'm just saying,
I have time. The
and then
issue
like
is,
maybe the Bubble Boys as a guest every week.
Like that my family is like, we want you to do these things. Like, I got like all these podcasts to do.
Tell them if they want a guest spot on the Bubble Boys.
And then
just
everybody else. It's like there's like 3 hours of the day, like between like 5 p.m. Eastern to like 9 p.m. Eastern. That's when everybody else wants to record.
I'm always available to record. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the you know how we got it going.
The secret sauce here is that availability is the best ability.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah. Say what you want about Akiva. He'll record a podcast at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning.
I've done it, and I'll do it again.
Yeah. All right.
In the wheel.
Let's launch. Okay. What if the Seinfeld podcasts are no longer than the length of an episode?
I feel like it's fun to say the first day, and then it doesn't actually happen. Hmm. No.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So, because they're like bite-sized.
If we do it, it's going to end up being an hour and a half each episode.
Yeah, but we've already used up all our good takes.
So we're coming back. We're back for bad takes, baby.
Yeah, new takes. Not bad takes. New takes.
Not bad takes. Just fresh takes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's spin the wheel. Episode number 147 of Robin Akiva, Anita Podcast, Not the Bubble Boys. Okay. And it is going to be... Robin Akiva are hung.
Ooh, that's fun.
Okay. All right.
Explain what that is to the listeners.
We are going to determine if it is possible to watch a prestige drama. We thought we reinvented the wheel when we watched movies on 3X. Could we watch a show and get the whole show by just watching the previously ons?
Yes.
We are going to watch 29 previously on hungs. And then what are we going to do? We're going to talk about it after. Are we going
to
like,
and I think we have to watch the finale, you said.
And then do we have to watch the finale? Well, when are we talking?
After each season, we'll not rendezvous. That's not the word I'm looking for. We'll convene after each season.
And then we're going to watch season one, then talk.
Yes.
And then watch season two and then talk.
Yep.
And then watch season three and then talk.
Something like that.
And then
I don't know.
We're going to predict how it ends.
We'll make our predictions.
And then
place our bets.
And then watch them. Or should we just have a hung expert with us?
Instead of watching, like, he'll just tell us how it ends? Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Or she. Not the hung boys.
That's true. It is not the hung boys. It's a great point. We should get on our female guests now before it's
yeah,
the boys.
I think I would be curious to know, should we have a, because I think we would want to know, because neither of us are going to be right, right?
No.
So,
but one of us will be righter than the other person.
Do we want to have a hung expert?
I do. If there's a hung expert out there, let us know.
Yeah, if there's a hung
expert.
What
are the expert, hung fans called? I don't know.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. Anyway, let us know if you like it. I gotta go.
Okay, all right. Akiva, anything you want to promote?
Yes. NGOG, new episode last week. I believe we got Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz coming next week.
Wow.
We got,
Good get.
32 episodes of 32 Fans on 32 Days, all live in stereo on your podcast feed. Robin Akiva did a podcast.
Are they in stereo? These podcasts are in mono.
In mono. They're in mono. And then, the Bubble Boys coming soon. Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. What if the response is like, yes. Yes.
I don't think that's going to happen. There will be like a person saying that. I don't think it's going to be like.
Who will it be? Mass. Call your shot. Who's already tweeted before the podcast is over?
It's a good question. I don't know who it's going to. Should we do a draft of which listeners are excited about it?
No, you got to go. It's a good idea. But I know you got to go. You have to run.
Yeah.
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 All right. We'll be back to talk about Hung next week and see if you can watch prestige drama by just watching the previously ons on the next episode of Robin Akiva Needed Podcast. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
I'm out of excuses. There's no doubt. I think I might just sell my house and quit my job. Sleep on someone's couch. No more Zoom.